No one
Negro?
Ever called Negro, yeah. Or Negro. They never called a shoe nigger brown. Hold it for the show. No.
Oh wow,
hold
they actually the bleeped it out in the article.
There's and a huge, dash, there's dash, a huge dash, thing dash. About it on Ultimate MK.
Hey, hold on. Go on our forums. It's in there.
I got it right here. What do you want?
Did you get it from our forums?
No, it's right on
well,
Yahoo.
Well, the one on our forums, the one I posted, has the picture with the big thing, and it's not blanked out.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Some woman complained about it.
Some black woman complained. Her kid found it.
Well, rightfully so.
Her kid was climbing underneath it. I mean,
rightfully
it.
So.
Yeah, well, that's bad even for us.
What? Let's talk about that.
Let's get him on the show.
Us.
Or was it a woman, actually, or somebody? I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
But,
How about Sunday?
The fuck is
ooh,
that?
She's hot. She looks like, what's her name from WWE?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Call her nigger brown.
Venus?
What's up with her eyes?
Val penis?
I don't know. What the fuck was that?
I just farted.
Pal penis.
Pal penis. Val penis.
Racial slur.
Hello, Luger.
We're in the same room with a dying woman. You know that?
How old was that sofa?
I don't know.
It was just bought like last week. Siemens said they have no responsibility for it. Get off my
see Siemens squirt. Out racial slurs.
Nigger.
Ew.
That was disgusting.
Ew.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Oh, what have we got? Like 1 minute? Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Don't let's come over here if you're just going to talk about spiders.
Oh, actually, that's all I wanted to talk about.
Spiders?
We have nothing to talk about.
Girl at work has arachnophobia. And managers and I were making fun of her, like across the aisle from her. Yeah. And she knew that we were making fun of her. We were just joking around. And I walked over to her and she's like, if you're going to talk about spiders, I don't want to talk to you.
It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late? Yeah! We can. I'm not working tomorrow. So
oh,
well,
thank then.
God.
Yeah! As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers. You might still be awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Magic ninjas.
Magic ninjas.
What's that from?
Big Money Hustlers. Oh. ICP's movie. What a way to start off the show.
Wow. I'm just, you know what? That's it. We're done.
Yeah. See ya.
All right. See Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Everything you need is right there.
That's yep. right.
There's a link to our MySpace. You could be our friend. There's a link to our message board that's been a little quiet lately and inundated with
spam. There's like assholes. 10 legitimate people on the
oh
site.
Oh, my God. It's
no,
like
wait, no.
Drugstore wants to sign up. Oh, really? Does he?
Yeah. 11 legitimate.
11. Okay.
But he's never online, so.
Well, 10 active. And there's fucking also a thing there you can fill out to get stickers when we get them. They should be on their way very soon.
All yeah. right.
It's out of our hands.
It's true.
And, yeah, so here we are.
Hopefully awesome. They didn't get mixed up with the package that the Gook sent at NBC.
It's possible.
The who?
Those people. That Gook.
What's his name?
Lao who cares?
Wonton Soup? Who the fuck cares?
Liu Kang.
Liu Kang. He did a fatality. Literally.
Yeah. Fatality.
He's morphing into, like, the Columbine.
He's like, friendship?
He morphed fatality. Into Stryker.
He did. Well, I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Nope.
Steven?
Yeah, hi.
Vaughn?
Hi.
He and that's it. Wow, the Magic Four is here.
Strider. Sans Dan.
The drab... Oh, wait, that's already taken.
Whoops.
Sans fourth mic.
Sans
we had Carly for a second,
but
she's gone
into a coma.
She really
K.O.
Ding, 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 ding.
Apparently
ding.
She was abducted by aliens. And has like
hold
a
on
fucking
a second.
Device
we got
head.
Mario coming out. Womp, 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 womp.
Matt can't do much, but
ding, 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 ding,
what
ding.
He can do is video game sounds. Do King Hippo again.
Boom, 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 boom.
I hate that guy.
King Hippo.
And you can
him.
Imagine, you can like picture in your head when he's doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, his big fat ass bouncing up and down.
And you can name any wrestler and he can hum the wrestler's theme.
I guess.
It's frightening.
Yeah. Well, you can do Sable.
Wow!
That's enough.
Okay, we gotta get in there.
Will?
And he could probably tell you their penis size, too.
What?
What?
Well, seeing them in the locker room.
If they're cut or not cut.
Well, yeah.
No, Derek is the one who investigates whether they're cut or not cut.
Oh.
That's not me. I verify
investigate whether they're people of God or not. Chosen ones.
Yeah, I just let you know who I've seen naked, so.
Anyway,
we won't get into that.
I guess we should do our announcement.
What's that?
You have an announcement?
Well, Jesus Christ. well, for those of you that like the Aristocrats, it's a good thing. For those of you that don't, it's a bad thing.
For the twos,
still
of,
a
the
good
twos
thing.
Of you that like the Aristocrats.
The tens of people.
Well, we did get our numbers, which we won't get into, but there's actually people listening, which I was surprised at.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was roughly what I expected.
Pretty good.
A little more than I expected, actually.
Yeah, I was like, oh, roughly. This is good. Man, it's like, eh. Yeah. Yeah, it's about what
he
I
wants 1,200 people. H. Like the Holy Family wrestling show that he did. 10 years
my
ago.
My first paid wrestling match.
Well, our big announcement is that we are going to be on Tuesday's time slot after the BJ Radio show. So that's a good thing. We're going to try it out. See how it fits.
Bing, boom. See if we don't kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're following Joe on Thursdays, which is cool. And now we'll be following BJ,
ooh,
which is not going to be as easy because when you listen to them, it's like I almost have a heart attack. They're so hyper.
Yeah.
I put them on one day. I swear to God, they went on break and I was sweating. And more so than usual.
It was eczema was high.
They're
fucking
so, they have so much it's fucking stinging. Energy.
Really?
It'd be a great morning show. They don't stop. They do not stop.
Yeah, nice. I've heard them a couple times, and they're just they're rampant. Just go.
Oh it gave Derek's eczema psoriasis.
Seriously.
They were doing.
I was breaking out as I'm listening. I'm just like,
we're such a switch because we're so mellow.
We are.
The most
part,
you know?
Well, that's what's good about Joe. They're really mellow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we come in.
They're putting people
like,
to bed for us, you know.
It's wow. Like, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, people will probably like, you know, there's certain things you can listen to. And just
yeah, it is 10 o'clock when we start for Christmas.
Exactly.
Day,
so it's like, a late start.
People are getting a little. Oh, who's great. The aristocrat?
Now Joe's going to isolate that. Bring it up next show.
Well, tough shit.
Well, at least it wasn't me.
I didn't mean it like that. I never even listened to the show. I couldn't even judge
it. Yeah, because I can't even operate it.
I don't even have a fucking computer, so there
you really
go.
Don't.
I'm ignorant. I'm technologically ignorant.
You're ignorant. You got to be five more letters than a fool.
Well, there you go.
He's like, he's got a computer that was made out of coconuts out of from the professor at Gilligan Island.
Oh, he's thinking about food,
I think that was a radio.
You fat schmuck.
Like that 1,000-pound man that lost
500
pounds.
Who?
The guy in Brooklyn, of course.
The 1,000-pound man who lost another very fat person's worth of weight.
Like two or three people.
And he's still very fat.
I know.
He's still like 4-something.
How much did he lose?
He's still despicable to look
500
at.
500 pounds.
He lost Andre the Giant.
Yeah, he lost a metric Andre.
He was 1,096, and today he weighs 458.
Guess what? He's got a wife.
So he's got a wife, which I mean, she's no looker, but he's got a wife.
Better than you'd
comparison.
Expect.
Better for as good as a fat man can get. I mean,
wow.
I mean, a gargantuan man.
The best a fatty can get.
Like, what does your husband do? Well, he
eats.
He lays in bed and can't get up. But I feed him. It's like having a pet tarantula or something.
He's
bought feeling his, it, man. That's insane.
He sits in his web of fat.
He waits his whole life.
He makes a web out of like Dorito bags and stuff.
Wow.
He just waits.
He hasn't seen his bed in a year, and he's been on it.
I know.
He hasn't seen his dick in like
terrible.
12 or
well,
13 years.
Well, it's Jesus. Like that half ton man. The whole video was about. One day, his knees gave out. Oh, he climbed in bed, and he didn't get out for like 2 years.
That just kept eating sucks. And eating and eating.
Oh, my God.
To the point where he was, what, leaking? Like, he was,
yeah.
His skin was so stretched that it was
yeah.
bleeding out. Yeah. Like
his bodily fluids are leaking out of him.
Ugh.
Not even, like, urine. Like, stuff in his, like, liver was just, like, coming out.
His bile was just spitting out of him.
It was disgusting.
Gross. Pink frothy sputum.
He was eating something, and it was digesting, and he was sweating out of him, literally.
Yeah.
Well, this says
it was horrible.
That he struggled his whole life with food. Yeah. And the quote that they have here of him is, I didn't feel full when I ate. I didn't get any. I didn't get any satisfaction from food. That's pretty much what they have here with him, and he's learned to pretty much enjoy it enjoy eating normally, like a normal human being. You know, like one thing, not 12 things.
Yeah,
one oven like stuffer roaster, not 45.
Oven stuffer roaster.
One piece of chicken, not 12 buckets.
Where is he?
He was big.
Where does he live? Brooklyn?
Brooklyn Styles?
Brooklyn Style Pizza.
Yeah, I heard about that.
15 boxes later, he still isn't full. God.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
No.
No, wait. What
it
was it?
It was Vinny Truck of Munchkins.
And the title for this thing, I love the news. I love the daily news. The title is Fats All Folks.
Wow.
That's the title, which is just the best. It's
really
like, ugh.
The newspaper sucks.
They might as well. Why didn't they just type out a B to B to B to B that fat's all folks?
A fat, the fat's all folks.
Wow.
A B to B that fat fucking fat ass is fucking not fat.
As fat.
Oh, I get it. Porky Pig.
Yeah, that.
And this is on page 19 when the first 10 pages of the Daily News are covered with a you know, look at the first page is a big picture of him with the gun.
Who's that?
Yeah. The guy.
I can't say his name because it's too Korean.
We'll just
it's
stick with
too
Liu Kang.
Korean. Liu Kang.
Chow Shang Ho.
Wow.
Great.
And sure, you're murdering that pronunciation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, probably ruined it. But it's just a big picture of him looking like Schwarzenegger in a Commando.
Oh, fuck.
Zipper had an egger.
Wow.
Zipper had an egger.
Oh, nice. Anyway.
Okay. No.
Wow. And then you look at the next two pages. It's full with pictures of him holding weapons and, you know, a hammer. I don't get that picture at all.
Well, they said that was kind of an homage to the movie Old Boy.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Which kind of frightens me because now every time someone dies and a kid did it, they have to go through his past and see what he did and what he listened to and what he watched, and then focus the blame on that. I mean, Marilyn Manson, of course, got all that shit.
Well, no. You know, Marilyn Manson and, like, KMFDM got blamed for Columbine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my
Rammstein. God. KMFDM.
Yeah.
Rammstein. All fucking dumb.
German techno music got blamed for Columbine.
Ridiculous.
Never mind the fact that they were Nazis.
Yeah.
You know.
Who did it on
Please.
The day of,
one kid was Jewish.
He was Jewish.
He was. Yeah.
That's a misconception,
that's
too.
He was a Jew for Hitler.
Well, basically. Yeah, maybe.
He did kill himself.
You know, but it's so stupid, like, when popular culture gets blamed, because, like, I don't think Joseph Stalin listened to heavy metal.
I don't think so, either.
He killed lots of people. I'm sure he, like, Wagner, or, like,
yeah,
you know,
probably.
Mozart. He listened to probably good music.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Mussolini listened to death metal
I don't think
he's bowing down to Hitler, that pansy.
Might have.
Wow.
Created a new brand of fascist metal.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the most violent people in the world were hardcore Christians.
It's true.
Still are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Insane.
I was telling Matt about I saw in the paper at a turnpike rest stop here in Jersey that a guy.
Hot rod?
Totally unrelated. The guy approached another guy and wanted him to buy his, like, gospel or Christian music tape. And the guy said no and walked away. So he beat him to death with a rock.
No. The guy that was selling it?
Yes.
Wow.
You're going to fucking love Jesus.
And you're saying that as you have an upside down crucifix.
Well, good, because God is gay anyway. But
God is gay.
At least it's not
a
swastika.
Put that on the cover of Time magazine. God is gay.
That's my new soundbite.
That's a new Aristocrat shirt.
God is gay.
A picture of Steve's face. God is gay.
And a big bearded guy, like, all flamed out. Probably that guy that you saw at, where were you, Vaughn? The Pride parade that you that might have been God you had your picture with.
Yeah, he's a fat guy with big titties.
Oh my God.
God. It was
God is a fat guy with big titties.
I hope he is, actually, because at least that would be entertaining.
Yeah, you watch him bounce.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about?
No,
before?
It was yeah.
What were we talking about? I said save for the show. I can't remember.
No,
we gotta record.
It was a fat guy.
You know, no, something else.
We're done with the fat guy, I think. He's just fat.
God, I can't remember. God, my memory sucks.
Oh, well. You'll
why does that merit a page in the paper that a fat guy lost weight?
No, that merits a page because the guy lost 500 plus pounds.
So why? He's going to die soon.
Give him that.
He will. He'll die of a heart attack anyway.
No, he'll die. He'll fall down the steps and die. That's how he'll die.
Or fall through the steps.
Yeah, wooden
steps. I wasn't really paying attention. How much does he weigh now?
458.
Still weighs 458.
He's a metric Vader now.
He still weighs 458.
So he was Andre and Vader hugging, and Andre fell off.
Got tired.
Yeah.
He laid down.
But he looks,
he looks bigger than that.
He still looks 5 tons of West. I mean, like,
so
he looks like.
What does that mean?
You'll understand something.
He just looks like oatmeal, just giant tub.
Yeah,
oatmeal.
Like he needs like a.
Yeah. I guess it's all because he was so fat. He's all loosey goosey.
Oh, loosey goosey in the word. Like his clothes are big because he's just hiding something. Looks like he's holding a big, like, one of those industrial sized Ziploc bags under his pants. It's just
That's
nasty.
Terrible.
It's vile.
I can't imagine having like folds of fat on my body.
Nope.
Like these people must have.
It's horrible.
What's that
I mean,
for them.
What's up with that? Wait, what are you talking about? That third chin, that second chin of yours is
third chin, that second wish. Chin, wow. That first chin.
How about all you can suck chins. This first cock? How about that?
Whoa.
Whatever, I'm going to get hammered.
Vaughn, why don't you enroll at Virginia Tech, all right?
Wow.
It's already over. I can't
Virginia Tech 9.
Yeah. But, like, what?
Nothing.
Anyway.
That's what I've been saying all along. Koreans are dangerous.
They are.
They need to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. They don't make good food, though, but they're...
Good dry cleaners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But some hot, some
like
hot
it says,
Korean
like
women.
It says here, the first two killings, the RA and the girl, that happened at 7:15, right, in one of the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says he went to the post office at 9:01, and it's like a seven.
And then he mailed it.
I guess he went back to his place.
He wanted to make sure he was actually going to kill someone before he mailed out.
Yeah, I guess he did.
I guess so.
What was I didn't see or hear anything about the tape. What was actually on the tape?
It was a CD with like a PDF and like a whole bunch of videos on it.
Yeah.
Of just like little videos of him standing like either in like his dorm room or his car, mm-hmm. and he's just ranting like a maniac.
Can you imagine like his like roommate coming in? nothing.
You look at some of these pictures and you don't and like where the
it's
hell?
Like in the bathroom.
You know
what the hell are you doing? I'm shaving.
Either he did this with no, because he did have roommates. Yeah. He had like two roommates. He had one roommate he never talked to. He'd always ask him how's everything going. The guy would just walk past him with his head down, never say a word to him.
Did he kill him?
No.
Oh.
And most of his ramblings were about like the rich kids and their debauchery. I'm like, it's college. Even though it's Virginia Tech, which is like an ultra nerd school, but it's still fucking college. You gotta let out some steam somewhere.
Yeah, well,
that's what you go to college for. You go to college to fuck around for 4 or 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe get a degree and get a job.
Well, become a mailman. One or the other.
Possible.
Shut up.
So I tried.
Yeah, but most of these things are him either like I don't know where he had the time to do this because they said it was like 20 something videos of him just ranting.
What else do you do in college?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, but where
when
did
you're
have
insane.
The time?
He probably didn't sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, he probably did these in the early morning.
Yeah.
Some of the ones he did in the car, you could see he just...
Well, he does look pretty tired with that knife up to his throat.
Yeah, he's like, starting to pack it in.
But like I said, he went back and got his package, walked to the post office, which stupid.
The King's package. That's a callback from about 7 months ago.
That's dumb.
Or more.
And then I guess he got his stuff, express mailed it. He didn't even set it up correctly. Like, that's what they were saying in the news. Like, he just put NBC in, like, New York. He didn't have the right area code.
I'm sure
the right address.
That's what happens when you're fucking insane. Mm-hmm.
That's why it took, like, another day.
He put, like, the rainbow room on
it. You might have handled it, Vaughn.
No. Don't say a word.
Like this.
Oh, fuck this. You would take it. No, but it's like, and then they got there, and what was the guy saying? That the carrier that brought it to the mailroom remembered that when he was reading the paper earlier that day that the kid was using the handle Ishmael.
Like Axe.
Like from Moby Dick?
Yeah, like Ishmael Axe
me,
or something.
Call me Ishmael?
Call me Ishmael?
Maybe. I don't remember. I think it's either that or it's a... Like a it's
probably a German song by Rammstein.
It could have been.
It talks
by
about Rammstein. And fat guys.
Rammstein.
The Guns N' Roses really turning these kids into degenerates.
Actually, good thing because I was saying before. Shut up! Like I was saying before, he had there was a couple of plays that one of his
yeah, you were
guy,
talking to me about
a
plays.
A guy who because he was an English major.
Yeah. Oh. And he did not have very
English.
Good English.
No, he didn't have the plays were bad. I read through them and I heard some people reading them because they're like three person one act plays.
Mm.
And one of them is called Mr. Brownstone.
Mm. Yeah.
And they actually at one point in the play they sing Mr. Brownstone, like all three characters sing it.
Wow, that's wildly retarded.
That's why when he
pretty
brought
much.
The Guns N' Roses thing up, I was like, "Ooh, good thing," because I just
English.
Popped right in my head.
The correct word, by the way, that you search for every week is segue.
Yeah.
You always go to say, like, good segue, and you're like, oh, good thing, good lead in.
Good walk in.
Good walking talk lead.
Good,
why?
Good bring up.
Yeah, good bring up.
See, I was making good headway. Good,
no,
and
segue.
And then you guys slammed me into a wall, and now I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's all right. I want to talk about this kid on sort of the same subject. He's barred from the University of Colorado for making threatening statements during a class discussion about the killings at Virginia Tech.
Oh, really?
Oh, this
22-year-old fella. Of course, yeah. Have you heard about everything? All you do is watch the news.
Pretty much.
Jeez, irritates me that you know so much. He's released on a $1,000 bond.
Okay.
He basically, while they were talking about this, his quote was, "If anyone in here says that they've never been so angry that you want to kill 32 people, you're lying." And his teacher basically said that he was...
You're arrested.
Yeah, she was very frightened by the threats. And they called the authorities.
That's not a threat.
No, wait, what else is... There has to be more than that.
Wait, no, that's what he said. They notified the authorities. They arrested him.
Thought police.
Hey, wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold up. What class was it? Does it say?
Class.
It's high school.
It was just...
He's 22. He's out of high school.
During a class discussion about the thing.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't actually tell you what kind of class, though?
No, it doesn't.
Like, it just happened, and they all heard about it, and they're coming
to the
class.
He's being charged with a misdemeanor for interference with staff, faculty, or students of an educational institution, which is punishable by up to 6 months in prison and up to a $750 fine.
Did they have to blow, like, did they have to pull that rule, like, that law out of their ass? Because I've never heard of that.
Oh, I know. Don't you remember back when Columbine happened?
Yes. Yeah.
They, like...
And they cracked down on kids like me and you walking around in their trench coats?
Well, whatever, mm-hmm. but they...
Symbolism.
A kid pointed a chicken finger at another kid.
Yeah, a gun-shaped chicken finger.
Yeah, and they like kicked him out of school. He was like fucking 8 years old.
Yeah,
he was like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
and they expelled him.
Yeah,
they did for a gun-shaped chicken nugget and the words "Bang Bang."
It was Mick Foley.
It was.
All this makes me want to murder 32 people.
Seriously, Steve.
Steve.
Oh shit!
The cops are outside waiting for you.
Beethoven.
What was that?
That was the fucking Japanese kid, whatever he was.
I had that on.
Yeah, that didn't work. That wasn't right.
Carly, you want to be the producer, please?
Carly's
get it right.
Dead, I think.
This is what I meant to do.
You're under arrest.
You're not allowed to think.
What was that other story I heard about this too? There was another guy who got arrested. He actually just got out for bond.
Yeah.
Because his girlfriend broke up with him, and he sent an email threatening to kill her and, like, you know, people in her school that it was going to be worse than what just happened.
Did she say that he made her hold hands for stupid reasons?
No. Stupid.
You make me hold your hand for stupid reasons.
I like the article in there about four gross black lesbians from New Jersey beat some guy in Greenwich Village last year.
What?
Because supposedly he said he was like, I'll fuck you straight or something.
Whoa!
Awesome. Who is he, Peter Steele?
I know. He said, like, let me get a piece of that point in one of the girls' like crotches or something.
And they're all just nasty looking
lesbians. His ass.
I don't see them.
The defense attorney for one of them said that they just came to New York to have a good time. They were insulted by his aggression and homophobic statements.
That's not homophobic.
That's not homophobic.
Fucking feminist assholes.
Everything
To me, homophobic is being afraid of a gay person touching me.
Well,
yeah,
that's
that to me is homophobic. Not wanting to sit near them for fear. Why do you think there's such a wide space between me and boys?
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Arms length, please. See what he's doing right now. He's touching his arm.
That makes me uncomfortable.
God.
That makes me uncomfortable. Spawn.
Don't make me shut your mic off.
Ooh.
See, that'll get
you say ooh, and when you do it, you start crying.
I start screaming, yeah. I throw cans at you. I don't care.
Just a joke.
Anyway. Yeah, by the way, next time, you are fired.
Yeah. Oh, you can't take a joke?
No. No, I can't take Coke cans being thrown in my head. I'm sorry, Vaughn.
Yeah, I kind of
for
would draw the line.
No reason. For
sorry, not,
zero.
Sorry,
I now have
a
zero tolerance policy on foreign objects being thrown at me.
I believe that was an American Coke can.
What?
You said it was a foreign object.
Stupid.
It was made in Japan, though.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
That was a callback to, like, WrestleMania 6.
Damn, sorry I didn't get it.
Did they actually say
womp,
that?
Womp, womp, womp. I think it was Steve Allen or somebody.
That's why it wasn't funny.
Said something about a Canadian 2x4. Duncan hit somebody with a foreign object. Never mind.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Oh, Lord.
What do you got?
Oh, he's reading.
He's reading.
Reading it.
Oh. He's trying to get.
Trying
you guys
to get
are supposed to stretch.
He wants to get all the. He wants to get all the facts down. So when I ask him questions,
what time
did you print that article, Derek?
About 15 minutes ago.
About an hour ago.
Yeah. Okay.
There was this one girl who I'm sure Vaughn knows all about.
Oh God.
Was involved in the Columbine and Virginia Tech
involved.
Shootings.
No, I have not heard about this.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. We talked about this earlier.
So go ahead, talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I only heard that she survived.
Give us the scoop.
I don't know. That's all I heard. I don't know if there's
is that all there is?
Else that was important about it.
So what happened exactly?
She was a freshman at Columbine High School in Colorado when Eric and Dylan came in armed to the teeth.
Dylan.
And bent on murder. She was in the cafeteria, the epicenter of the attack. Wow.
She was right there.
Yeah, she was
bullets were flying over her head.
Yeah.
I thought it was the
That's
library
crazy.
That was the big...
The what?
The big hubbub was in the library.
No, the cafeteria was, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, both. Yeah. Did you watch that special they did?
I watched some of the
video was from the cafeteria.
I watched some of the videos that they had, like that they got from all the security cameras.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember where it was from, though.
This whole week, like this series of weeks in April, it's pretty serious history.
Yeah, tomorrow. What's tomorrow now? There's two tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
It's the anniversary of
Waco was today.
Yeah.
All right. Right?
I think Waco was today. Tomorrow is Columbine, just how many days ago this was. And there's one other one tomorrow.
Hitler's birthday.
What happened about, what was that?
Oh, I don't know. Just Hitler's birthday. Just mentioning it, that's all.
Yeah. I was talking about
something else.
Mass killings. Uh-huh. Oh, wait.
Wait, what?
Is that a segue?
Yeah, Columbine.
Oh, God.
No, there's one other mass killing that happened. God damn. I was just talking to people about it.
It wasn't the Texas one, was it?
That was Waco.
No, I mean the Texas college shooting.
Maybe. Might have been.
That was the largest.
The one that got beat out.
Yeah, that was the one that got beat out.
That guy's rolling in his grave.
VT wins.
The clock tower one are you talking about?
VTFTW. Yeah.
Was that it?
The one from the clock tower?
Yeah, it was Texas A&R.
Okay. That could have been it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That girl from Columbine, she's like, here I am at school. It's like, you know, rolling hills and stuff.
Uh-huh,
like,
finally.
I'm away from all that bad memories. This is of Gook walks up to her and is like, you're going to die because I like ministry.
Can I quote you on that?
Please do.
It took a long time, she said, to stop wondering whether every person she saw was going to attack her.
You're fucking
guess
gay.
What?
That's gay.
No. But she finally got to the stage where, quote, you can go about your daily life and not constantly... look around you.
And now she can again.
It's taken years to get to that point, but you never get back to the complete sense of security. And now, on Monday morning, it was happening again. She wasn't in the direct line of fire, but she knew that a gunman was on the prowl, and she found herself experiencing the same emotions.
She was in the toilet at the time that it happened.
Yeah.
She was 10 miles away.
She was just waking up as it happened.
A local girl died.
Yeah.
Yes.
From around here.
Yep.
She was in there. That's kind of weird.
Lives right around. Lives family lives right around the corner.
Really? From you?
From or, right here.
Oh, really?
Both of us. Yeah, it's like dead center.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know her.
I have friends of...
Carly knew her. Carly went to school with her.
Yeah. She's asleep right now.
She is
dead to the
asleep.
World.
Gone.
Hey, Carly. She's gone.
Is she even breathing?
She's dead.
Her lips are all pale. She might be dead.
She's been sick.
They're usually
she
like
gets
that.
Sick. Every time I come here, she's sick.
She looks like fucking Laura Palmer. Thing.
She Native American or something? Is that a smallpox blanket?
I know, right? What the hell? Well, at least it's not an AIDS blanket.
made from flesh. Oh.
Call back to a better show.
Yeah.
Whoops.
It's kind of cool.
We're building
there,
up.
Jackass.
More stories? There's all this news right here that you're just
I know.
Ignoring.
Well, no.
News. What we got, Steve?
It's the same stuff I just read.
Child predators could face execution. This is gold.
That's
right
gold.
Here.
Well, I was going to save it for later.
Oh well,
we got
our most
right
our
now.
Listeners in the first.
Well,
hour,
let's do that later because I got this queued up.
All right, fine.
All right,
going, baby.
What?
I don't know. Go,
going, baby. Going, you know.
Discussions tonight involving alcohol and minors. First,
wonderful.
A message to parents: be responsible. It's the message in a new bill involving alcohol and underage drinking.
It's called Be
it
Parents.
It is illegal for any adults to give alcohol to a minor.
No
but lawmakers are now specifically targeting parents or a legal adult who has custody of a child. If convicted, they'd be fined $500. The other discussion involves lowering the drinking age from 21 to 18. Some say they have evidence showing that this is a good idea.
No.
Kent Smith is live at Duke University tonight where the debate is taking place. Kent?
Of course, David, this discussion is going on in a community where the tragedies of underage drinking are well documented. At least 5 Wakefield High Schools.
Who's that guy look like? What's his name? Fucking Wayne.
Oh, Wayne Brady?
Wayne Brady, yeah.
Yes.
Darker. Students have died in the last year in alcohol-related crashes. So this whole idea of lowering the drinking age is thought-provoking. And controversial. The legal drinking age in North Carolina and around the country is 21.
Why is he holding his nose?
But statistics indicate underage drinking
right
is a problem.
According to the National Institute on Alcoholism and Alcohol Abuse, an estimated 5,000 young people die every year in alcohol-related incidents,
so
including homicides and car crashes. At this panel discussion, John McArdle is pushing a radical idea. He suggests lowering the drinking age from 21 to 18, as it was before the late 80s.
That'll work.
McArdle believes alcohol will then become less taboo and young people will learn how to drink responsibly at an earlier age.
Sure,
he says
doubt
as it stands now, the current drinking age of 21 has created an atmosphere of secrecy.
Drinking has been forced behind closed doors, underground, and in the case of academic institutions, off campus.
Like,
and there should be no surprise that serious, unsupervised, abusive binge drinking is taking place, creating an enormous health risk.
Well, Dr. McArdle also suggests...
Most people who start drinking and make it a problem start drinking before 18.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, still, when... Any of you guys,
or their parents are alcoholics and stuff like that. I
mean,
but like when you guys were we were young, did any of you guys drink?
I didn't drink until I was like 20.
Yeah, me too.
No.
Yeah, even then, not a lot.
I hated liquor.
I had like when I don't think do that like once in a while, maybe like friend driven parties or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the parents were like, oh, you know, keep it back there if you're going to do anything.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, don't make it so, like, if the parents are having a big family party, a house party,
mm-hmm.
and they're, like, letting the kids drink, but, like, don't let your, like, you know, your grandparents or, like, your
uncles,
you know, like, the douchebag family members see you drinking.
My douchebag grandmother. Fuck her. I'm going to drink, damn it.
Yeah. Don't let old douchebags see you doing this. She'll get pissed.
Fucking old Aunt Douchey.
But, like, yeah. Like, that's, like, the most secretive I've ever been when I was, you know, when I was a kid doing it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't, like, what is he talking about? Like, well, Fight Club-style drinking?
What they want to do is they want to basically lower the age to 18, but in order to drink at the age of 18, between 18 and 21, you have to take a test.
No, fuck
and get, like,
bullshit.
A drinking license.
No. What?
So it would be almost like getting a driver's license. You have to do, like, some sort of responsibility courses and do all that and learn about, you know, the whatever,
like
driving.
That's what we call preposterous.
That's like a license to kill
basically.
Behind the wheel.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
The reason
that's not
going to
stop people from...
What it's statistically, what it'll do is, instead of making underage drinking a problem, it'll just make drinking a bigger problem. That's all it'll do. It's just add to the number of...
It will eliminate underage drinking.
Yeah.
No.
Only on paper.
Yeah.
And then
so
the
it doesn't matter.
Year old will still be 14, 15, 16-year-old kids will still be drinking.
Yeah.
Just now that they're 18-year-old, like, you know, senior year high school friends will be getting them alcohol.
Yeah.
They won't have to worry about looking for, like, a kid who's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck? That's not going to stop anything. It's just going to continue,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to get pushed under the couch. Get pushed underneath the carpet for...
That's oh, in couch. This situation, it's the couch.
Get pushed underneath the couch.
The bigger brown couch.
And then we'll bring that up later. And then it's like, it doesn't resolve shit.
No.
Just like what? Like with this stupid thing that just happened with the Virginia Tech.
That guy.
They're gonna put bans and all this other shit like they did when Columbine happened. And in a couple months or next week, something big's going to happen and everybody's going to forget about it. Like Don Imus was last week. Yeah. The huge thing last week.
Who?
If the
VTech thing happened like last week,
I think
Don Imus would still be on the air.
He'd be in the clear.
Yeah.
Job.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. It was literally like the slowest news week
yep.
in a long time, and that was all anyone could talk about.
You gotta blame somebody for problems. Oh, he looks good.
Yep. He's old and decrepit, and I don't think he can walk by his own.
There's nothing to talk about. Let's fire him.
Unbelievable.
And he was making comments that he's gonna take the summer off.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, I don't think he has a choice.
Well, no, because there's actually like interest in him already.
Yeah.
Like in other companies, will actually pick him up, Satellite, whoever.
Yeah.
Because he's a big money guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
especially now when he comes back.
Uh-huh.
He's a legend, but he's like, you know what? I could do anything I want. I could come back to work on radio tomorrow if I want. But he's like, I got a summer with kids that like he normally does. Like he brings all these cancer kids and all these unfortunate kids to the ranch for the summer.
Just think about.
And, well, like what he used to do was he used to go to the ranch and still do the show in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But now he's not going to have the whole time to spend the summer with.
Yeah,
the kids.
They would show like the video, like they would all be in the studio, and then he would be like he'd have this big like weird Mexican rug behind him, and, like deer antlers and shit, and it was live from the ranch.
Well, it's like a special room, like his toilet.
Yeah.
Even days after saying, you know, a couple words, he still raised millions, like a million, over $1 million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the
that to me says to any
he raised more than he has in recent years. And,
okay.
And, well, you know, like well because they actually continued it on Friday. Yeah. His wife had to do the show.
Wow.
By herself with like, you know, fan producers and stuff like that. Just her taking, you know, taking checks and talking to people and stuff like that. And then O&A did a big push the whole 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, you know what, you know, we really support the guy. He helped us out when we came back.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the one guy who helped them get back on the radio.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. He was one of those guys who kind of put in his, you know, his
a good word.
Yeah, good word. And said,
he gave
know,
him a rub.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were like, you know, if you're
you
a big.
Just go,
You like the sound of that.
They were like, if you're a big fan of ours, you know, support us. Support him. You know, what had just happened to him, support him. So, and that helped them, like, unbelievably.
Yeah. That helped them a lot.
Well, to me, anyone who is going to be a sponsor for any program that he's on can look at that and say, people don't care what he said.
No.
No.
They really don't.
No.
He raised money for cancer kids.
Yeah.
Cancer
kids. He does it every year. He's been doing it for many years.
Ball-headed, terminally ill kids over here.
Well,
bunch of non-nappy haired.
Well, it's non-haired. It's cancer.
Those are non-headed hoes.
Wow. What the can? It's like for cancer kids. It's like the
bunch of lymphoma, gnome-ridden kids over here.
Bunch of follically challenged tots.
Oh my god.
Oh, non-marrow having fucks.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I'm still mad that about that article that I read. Someone complaining about the Jigaboo comment. Even though he didn't say it, they still want somebody to be punished for it.
That's, what else is there to do? He's off the air.
Yeah. Oh, they have to pay. They have to pay.
I know.
I mean, come on. It's a direct reference to the movie.
Yeah.
It's not like he just...
In the stocks? Like.
It's not just like what the guy just said it to say it. He mentioned it's a similar scenario to the Spike Lee movie, and he said it. It's in the movie. So Spike Lee's allowed to have it said, but not him.
No, because Spike Lee is black.
Is he? I wasn't aware of that.
He's a very light-skinned black.
How about that?
It's hard to tell.
How about that racist couch?
How about it?
Oh, you want to talk about that? Are we done with the drinking thing? There's a lot to
Well,
that.
All right, fine. Let's
you think
go.
So? I don't really... I don't know.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
I don't know how much more
it's
there
kind
is.
Of boring.
A team drinking license, sort of like a driver's license. And, of course, if the license is violated, it'll be taken away. Of course, Dr. McCardle has his critics who believes that the drinking age of 21 saves lives, and the focus should really be on educating young people about the dangers of drinking and driving and other irresponsible behavior.
Honestly, it's common sense. It's just common sense. There's no formal education that can really prevent anything like this from happening. If it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen with or without the education.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying they shouldn't, like, say, hey, kids, you know, this is a bad idea. It's like, you're
right. You can't stop them.
No.
You really can't.
If
they get their drinking license revoked. Okay, so.
So now it's just going to go back to underage drinking.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Stupid.
Now it's just going to be illegal drinking.
Yeah, illegal. Yeah. 100% illegal drinking.
Yeah. 110%. So now the problem isn't going to be underage drinking. It's going to be illegal drinking.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And then they have to worry about all the 16, 17-year-olds getting drunk.
Oh, because then they'll be underage drinking.
And then they'll lower it to 16, and then it'll be like over in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the drinking age is like it's like 16.
It's like if you can see over the bar.
In Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I saw kids sneaking into the bar and like getting drinks, and the lady like tried to ID them, and they didn't have any ID, so they had to leave. I'm just like, the drinking age is like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids had to be 15.
Yeah, that's terrible.
They're sneaking into bars.
Put it in me sippy cup.
Put it in me tumbler.
Stick it in me baba.
Wow.
Wean me off the bottle.
Give me my binky.
Wow. Anyway.
Wow.
Dipping the pacifier in beer.
Yeah. No.
Straight gin.
He's putting the nipple on a Jameson.
You got
bottle.
Something, Vaughn?
No, I'm just reading.
Never. Okay.
No, he's just off in his own world reading.
And Derek is
playing with his dog.
He's trying to pacify the little shit.
Yeah. The little brown dog. The
brown
Negro. Negro brown.
Okay.
She's Negro. She's Negro.
She's losing her teeth.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what I'm reading was
biting turds.
They're baby teeth.
Wow,
okay. That's sad.
They come out.
Well, what the thing I was reading was, was the fact that one of the pictures that was in that multimedia thing for the for this Korean boy was the picture of the of him holding a hammer.
Yeah.
Right. And you just said that it that they were stating that it was a it's actually like a still that's in the film of him, of the character in Old Boy holding up a hammer. You know, right before the sequences where it's like where he takes on a hallway of henchmen, pretty much. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's this great sequence in the film.
Of course, Vaughn saw it.
Oh yeah, it's a great film. But they're saying that it's like that he took that and that the film because the film's about a man who was falsely imprisoned for 15 years.
And then he comes out and kills
He comes
everyone.
Out and he has 5 days to find out why.
Oh.
You know? And they're thinking that he could have, because, you know, that could have been one reason because he was falsely
imprisoned in Virginia.
He was, you know, but the man wanted revenge and that's the whole thing.
Yes.
And when I was, before I got here, I was reading about Jack Thompson, who's a... He's an attorney. He's an attorney in Florida who most of the time puts video games.
He basically comes out anytime a violent video game
or anything
is going to be sold or anything like that, and he wants it immediately taken off the shelf, and he basically wants to like sue any company that does
that.
All
that GTA stuff.
He yells at judges. He interrupts them constantly. He doesn't let them say anything. He acts like he's in charge.
Why doesn't he get kicked out of the courtroom?
He's an asinine, hacky douche.
Yeah.
And
they basically tell him to do it.
And most of the time, when he puts out these lawsuits and stuff like that, they get dropped automatically.
Yeah.
Like they go through their normal thing, get dropped. Mm-hmm.
They're just like, oh, you're out of here.
Literally. He makes a name for just being a complete moron.
Well, on Tuesday, somebody had him on. And he was already blaming video games for this
Absolutely.
Massacre.
It's 100% the reason why. No, it isn't.
Oh, yeah. And then the next day, because it was like a morning thing, or like that afternoon, Rush Limbaugh comes on and completely bashes him for it.
He totally
Which is like the first time
defends
in,
like, video
oh,
games.
Oh, I don't know. First time in forever I've ever agreed with whatever Limbaugh says. Because it was something that was like huh, what, huh? It's like you're actually against what, you know, what Thompson is saying. It's like, huh? Like, when did you change? When did you, like, you know, are you off all the oxycodone? You actually got your head's kind of
oxycodone?
What did I say? Oxycontin. Sorry.
There you go.
Well, no, oxycodone.
Oxycodone is another drug.
Thank you. Fuck you.
All of
soda
us. The
cans,
ones,
add
all right, head. We are the Rush Limbaugh to Vaughn there, and he said, fuck you.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway.
Wow.
But yes. He's a big, big dummy.
Well, he is. He's
Al Franken knows.
Ugh, another one.
Why couldn't have Phil Hartman's wife shot Al Franken instead?
True. True. You Unbelievable. Know? I hate Al Franken.
I can live without him. I try when his radio show started. I gave him a good chance. I listened to it for about a month. And
but
then,
he's Stewart.
Wow. That wasn't even funny.
I hated that.
That bit was not funny.
The movie was funny.
I
liked the movie.
The whole movie. Like, not, you know, it's not just his character.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They did a good job. It wasn't like It's Pat was like just...
Oh. Yeah. It's Pat.
It was just her fucking running around.
It's bad.
Doggone it. People like
or,
me.
What's that other movie that was out? The Superstar movie?
Oh, they'd God. Actually made a movie out of that?
Yeah,
that
was another piece of shit. And,
Night the Molly Shannon,
the Roxbury was shit. The Ladies Man was shit. There were scenes in that movie. They were
Conehead's
funny.
The only one that actually like went anywhere.
Conehead's was a real
Wayne's
movie.
World.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah, Wayne's
exactly,
World.
Exactly. Yeah.
Two.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah, the Wayne's World. I don't really care for it, but it's still good.
Blues Brothers is a Saturday Night movie.
Overall,
that was great.
Yeah.
Because you had good actors.
It's true.
Good people.
Yeah. Good dead actors. Yeah. Damn it.
Well, very dead.
Why couldn't, you know, Dan Aykroyd be killed? What the fuck?
What?
Have you seen what he's doing now? You see what he's doing now?
Well, no.
He's promoting a DVD talking about aliens.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
And how he wants
to
be
Oh, he was really
there.
Into that, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, this was like this year.
Yeah, no, yeah, no.
He was on Larry King
he
and
wants
everything.
To be an alien?
No, he's been into all that shit for years.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And you can't understand why Bill Murray won't do another Ghostbusters movie with him.
Did they want to do another one?
They want to do one, but they want to do it in CG. Because they're all too old.
Damn. I know.
So stupid.
Well,
so
you
what?
Can't do
it's
that.
Fucking 20
it,
years after.
It would be good to
of course
see them
all. All right, but that would be like them doing a CGI Back to the Future now. They want to do another one.
Yeah.
Would you do that in CGI? No.
No, they can do it. They can do another Back to the Future film. Just
I was pissed they did a CGI Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I don't know. That's like...
No, I was more pissed about the Turtles thing when I saw the first trailer. Mm-hmm. It was all black and white. And I was like, ooh, it's going to be like the old comics.
Yeah.
Then you see the fucking the movie, and they it's kept just the costumes. Like everything else.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. The costumes were really...
Well, in the first one, they got really bad after a while. No, the
costumes,
weird.
If they like dug up the old costumes. And,
yeah. What happened to them that they couldn't use them?
Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds of...
They probably made it more cartoonish for kids.
Did you see
the... Well, the first one, like, everything moved. Yes. And then you go to the one where they're in Japan, and it's like horrible. It's basically a sock
puppet. It's just
puppet.
Cheap. It's just cheap. It probably costs too much money to have, like, maintenance on those suits, like the old ones.
If you want to see two of the heads, what the hell was it? There was a VH1 special about people who are obsessed to the point of, like...
I saw that.
Did you see the one with the girl who was obsessed with the turtles?
Yep.
She took out loans to buy these... To buy the heads from the original first movie. Like
how much?
She had to take out she had to take loans out on her home, like on her mother's house. I forget, a couple thousand. Enough to, you know.
Yeah.
Like homeowner's loans, mm-hmm. like a couple, you know, $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah.
Like $20,000-$30,000, something like that.
That was
a while ago.
I think also.
Yeah, well, I just saw it on YouTube like a couple days ago, and I was like, oh, that's ridiculous. And she would wear them and everything. It was terrible. Frightening.
The animatronics,
I think
too.
She was fat, too.
Yeah, probably. She was a fat homebody who lived with her parents.
I think the whole animatronics thing would have been expensive hire all those people.
But it's so much better, too. It looks so much better. Even compared to budget, animation. Though.
It's just budget.
Look at Star Wars.
Wait, was that original?
People are like, oh, Jabba was so lame. I think he looked excellent.
Yeah.
And then you see CGI Jabba in, like, episode one.
Yeah.
Or even, like, when they redid him for episode four, like, they had the scene.
They cleaned it up.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I don't
animatronics,
know.
Animatronics, They always look better to me. I don't know.
The puppet.
Because it's real.
It's
real. It's
real
material.
People are actually interacting with real objects when they're acting. Yeah. Honestly, I would have rather had them do another Ninja Turtles movie the way they did the old one.
No, they're not going to do that.
No, I know. But
the reason why they did it all in CG is because all these other fucking CG movies that are big now, like, Shrek and Cars, it's a big thing now for kids.
They also probably weren't sure if anyone was going to go see it.
Yeah.
I mean, how long has it been since Ninja Turtles were relevant?
It's still relevant. There's still kids.
Mainstream relevant.
Okay, well, it's not where it's like, you know, hardcore all the time, where people talk about it all the time, how old were you when that show came out?
It was 87 or 88 when they first started.
So
when they got
still,
big.
So it was still relevant when I was a kid.
The comic book came out in 1983, I think.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a long time ago.
So I was still, I was probably into it when I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was huge, but it's still kind of huge. It's still on the air.
Well, they really only had a couple years that there wasn't some kind of a toy line out.
It was blank. They revived this whole series and brought it back.
About like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
They brought back the cartoon, didn't they? They had some kind of cartoon was out a few years ago.
That one's stupid, but the newest one that came out like maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, that's not bad.
That's
actually
like
kind of a retelling.
Kind
of
dark.
Yeah, it's a little darker than what they are.
But the cartoon, not the cartoon, the movie that they just came out, I would say it's basically along the lines of like the original cartoon in terms of their humor.
Yeah.
It's just goofy stuff, but in CG instead of costumes.
Talking about old cartoons, have you guys seen the trailer for the Transformers movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you guys seen the posters with Optimus
Prime and Megatron.
Yeah, with Prime having lips and all.
Oh, well,
he has like robot lips. It looks. And I don't care. I'm like, whatever.
No, I know.
It needs to look like something.
Was it Prime who had it? He doesn't have the mouthpiece.
No, it's like he's got like a mouth. A normal mouth.
I thought he still had the mouthpiece.
No, I wish he did. That would have been cool, like old retro.
I don't know why they wouldn't. It's silly.
Yeah.
The original Megatron that they came up with was terrible.
Yeah, I saw the concept for that.
It was horrible. It was a disgrace.
Yeah.
And they had to scrap it. I guess they must have showed somebody, like, oh, look at this awesome Megatron we came up with. And they're like, that's not Megatron. Oh.
What's that coming out? Like 2 months, 3 months?
7/4.
So July?
Yeah.
That's mega shit.
It was, it was a mega disgrace. But I'm angry that Frank Welker, the guy who is known to be Megatron, isn't going to
do the voice.
But he's going to do voices in the movie.
But I thought he was dead.
No, he's not.
See, Peter, what's his name? Peter Cullen. I know
Prime.
He's still alive. Yeah.
He has to play Prime. They couldn't make the movie without him being Prime.
I know he's still alive. I think I've seen him in conventions and stuff like that over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah. No. He still does.
He still does movies too. He still does voiceovers.
Yeah, but he also does stuff for Cartoon Network. I don't know if he still does, but he used to do commercials for Cartoon Network up until a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think.
But just the fact that they'll have the guy on the set doing sound effects, probably animals and other miscellaneous characters in the movie, but he won't be doing Megatron.
You were great as Megatron. We want you to be this.
Who's
monkey.
Doing the voice? Who's
Hugo
doing
Weaving.
Hugo Weaving's yeah. doing it.
Which, all right, I could. He probably could do a decent job for a character, but I can think of a lot of other people.
But they're gonna make their voices all robotic sounding, right?
Yeah, like they're robotic sounding in the cartoons too, though. They have
yeah,
a
but
little
you still
distortion.
Could tell that it was Peter Cullen.
Yeah,
but what did he play out? So did the guy who originally did Megatron. What else did he do? Like
he has done.
Then I can remember
over. Probably over 600 voice credits.
Okay, to my knowledge, what did he do that I can remember? That I would like hit
virtually any cartoon movie.
Yeah.
He's done something in whether it be just an animal or it's just something weird. But then, Dr. Claw.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and he also did like at least a dozen characters on Transformers alone.
Oh wait, I'm thinking of Starscream, the guy who originally played Starscream.
That's Chris Latta. He's dead. Yeah. And he did a lot of stuff, too. But he was in Cobra Commander. And who was he the first Mr. Burns?
Yes.
He was the first Mr.
Burns.
That's
why I was like, I thought he was dead because that's the one I'm thinking. I'm thinking of Starscream, yes. Not of Megatron.
Yeah, that guy's long
he's
dead. That was like 94 when that guy
he's
died.
He's gone.
But
yeah, he did Cobra Commander.
Ah,
and
Jesus Christ.
The dog. Is
she
biting
had,
his
wouldn't
hand
on my finger
like a brisket. She's not stopping either. Look at this.
All right, that's enough, dog. That's enough.
Well, if you keep pushing her, she's just going to keep coming back.
Mm. Wow. Okay, that's enough. Enough. Yeah. Thank you.
So
thank you. Thank you.
Is that enough Optimus Prime talk?
Oh, who?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How about a break? Maybe. I kind of got
to. Can we do a break?
Oh yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
BJ Radio on Waterheads. I mean. Retards. I mean, special needs kids. All right, so next order of business would be a pool incident.
These are always good.
A pool incident where a special needs kid liquid shit the pool. Yes.
First of all, why are you letting...
Did he get it on
anybody? Why are you letting them swim? Honestly, they should have a rule like, they should have a rule like, if you have to wear more than 4 pairs of orange swimmies, you can't get in the water. All right, that should be the new rule.
2 on the arms, 2 on the on the legs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would put waterheads in water.
So
they float well.
They're very buoyant.
Was he a sea full of pop?
I would thought they'd sink.
Is that it?
They look like buoys.
wouldn't you think they'd sink though?
Oh no,
like
they
a rock.
No,
they were floating.
They were floating.
Rock.
Blah, blah, blah.
BJ Radio, more fun than laughing at retards.
Live Tuesdays, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Cringe Humor Radio.
When white rappers go nuts.
Yeah. Yo. Yo, I'm a white boy and I like to rap. I'm chilling with a Satanist, don't take no crap. Yeah, sucking on a big black one, motherfucker. Nigga, what? Check, mic, check, diggy, wiggy, wiggy, Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Yo, bitches ain't shit but chicks and hoes. Straight out of Compton, black motherfucker named Dead Nigga, died of the HIV. I'm happy to be a white boy living in New Jersey. Parsippany representing Joe Conte, meatball marinara.
On the next Conte and Kenny Show.
Catch the Conte and Kenny Show every Monday night at 7 o'clock on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Yo, Satan all up in the hizzy.
Can I stop?
Scared. I'm too smooth, you never see me coming, I'm never ready.
so you see, well, I'm in the sky, gonna feel it tonight, yeah. Baby, here I stand, I'm your impossible man.
Try to give it to me again and again and again. But I didn't want. Well, I know I miss more than hit. With a face that was launched to sink. And I seldom feel the bright relief. It's been the worst day since yesterday. If there's one thing I have said, is that the dreams I once had now lay in bed. As the four winds blow my wits through the door, it's been the worst day since yesterday. Falling down to you, sweet ground, where the flowers they bloom, well, it's there I'll be found. Hurry back to me, my wild calling. It's been the worst day since yesterday.
Yesterday, hell's
the Necromantics.
The Necromantics.
I think they're playing Ezra Link. I gotta go check. I'll have to give you information about this. I love this fucking band.
I'm almost afraid to go to one of their shows.
I'm just afraid to see who would show up for the show, because I
know... Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like the crowd is fucking probably psychobilly. Fucking insane.
It's better that way.
It's better than like a horror pop show would be just be like, a quarter of those kind of people.
I had tickets to go... No, I didn't have tickets. I took off to go see them, but I didn't know they gave me off. I took a vacation day to go see them.
Yeah.
And they never said anything, so I was like, oh, I guess I'm not going. And then...
you show up and it's like...
Well, no, then the vacation day was in my check, so I was working on my vacation day.
That sucks.
I know. I was like, fuck, wow. I could have went.
Oh, well.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, are you ready to apologize, Steven?
No, well, I can understand how this was misconstrued. I didn't quite convey what I meant properly. Basically, what happened was...
Apologizing.
We were talking about having a new time slot, another day, being after the BJ show.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, anybody that listens to the two shows, Joe, from what I know, because, I don't listen to it, but I know a little bit from hearing from you guys and hearing some sound bites and stuff, that they're kind of like us. They're kind of, they're slow and they don't really, yell and scream. They're not all excited, but that's how BJ sounds. The show sounds like they're very hyped up a lot. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a morning show.
Yeah, exactly. There's a big difference. And basically, because... The Joe Show, when they end, we go on, and a lot of people probably are listening to them as they go to bed.
Yeah,
so essentially, that was the point. That's what I'm getting at. Is that
I know rather if than I wasn't doing so the wordy, show, I would probably be sleeping.
That's true,
exactly.
Because tomorrow is Friday, and people still have to work tomorrow.
I really wish we had a colon.
No, I knew what you were talking about, and as soon as you said it, I even said I was like, "Oh Jesus!"
No, I can understand totally. So that's why I can't even get mad. What's the big deal? I mean. We're not here to insult other people's shows. I mean, that's, maybe. God knows we're not the greatest thing out there. We might be, but... just kidding,
we're getting canned tomorrow. Steve?
I'm going to get fired. No. But all seriousness, yeah. So
just throw a
there's
Coke
no
can
ill
at
will
Derek.
Here. I'm not going to sit there and say shit about a show.
Vaughn, throw a Coke can at him.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
All right, you ready?
You're fired!
And on that note, I wanted to talk about partial birth abortions.
I was reading about this.
I thought that'd be a good topic to bring up.
What's the other thing that it's called?
A lot of this to me is extremely
child's
interesting
missing
and
heads.
Funny.
Okay,
there's another phrase.
He just told us to go fuck ourselves.
Cool.
Oh, well, I'm glad I apologized for nothing. Well,
that's too bad.
Anyway, moving on. Go ahead.
Okay, partial birth abortions. Like,
it's really called a
things.
Intact dilation and evacuation.
That's it.
Making it as barbaric, but science. It's not technical.
Well, that's what it is.
After the apology.
I sound like Vaughn now, Jesus.
Apologizing, we talk about partial birth abortions.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This is what I find funny is that they extract most of the fetus intact, then crush or cut open its skull.
Yeah.
They couldn't think of a better way. Know what? This doctor with 3 degrees walks over and just hits it in the head with a hammer.
That makes sense.
There, you're
I'm
dead.
I'm so hungry right now.
They're gonna fucking come up with that.
Baby brains.
Die.
Well, what was the thing? It was the Supreme Court ruling, right?
Yeah. Saying that
that it's
they
like,
can't do it anymore.
It's not the best thing to do anymore.
Yeah, they can only do... They have to remove it in parts.
Oh.
Because that's less gory.
Wouldn't you rather take it all at one piece and then make it into a nice, delicious, McDonald's hamburger?
Wow.
What? Who knows what that meat's made of?
McDiapers.
Making fucking embryonic fluid.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Mm. You ever see those sausage patties you sell in the morning?
Hey, I actually like those, so shut the hell up.
And that's ruined forever.
No. Their pancakes are made out of the powder or the bones of those newborns.
Till tomorrow. I don't know. There's not a lot here in the news to look at. I'm looking through the paper here and all this shit sucks. This fucking newspaper sucks. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, they're big. They spent all their fucking time on that Chow Sang Ming or whatever the fuck his name is.
And all their bad puns.
Chow Yun Fat.
Hey. Say nothing about Chow Yun Fat.
Why not?
He's a decent Asian man.
Okay.
Chinaman. That's it.
Well, incorrect.
Fuck you.
Fire too.
Prank.
And halfway through, they have another article about the psycho among us.
What's that?
Talk about how he was like a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
He stalked girls, and that's, was the warning sign. And
that wasn't the only warning sign.
There was many.
There's plenty of other things that this kid did that nobody said anything about. Well, they did, but nobody heeded it.
Yeah, he walked by people. People would sit there and say hello to him and try to be nice. He just head down, not say a word, and walk straight past them.
No eye contact, nothing.
Yeah. Like a robot.
They asked them, I guess, or they had to. They asked all the students what their names were, and they had to write it down, and he wrote down question mark. That was it.
Cool.
It was question mark kid.
Mental pace.
He wore his sunglasses and a hat every single day to class, and every single day to class, the teacher had to tell him to take them off.
Question mark. He was a secret Mortal Kombat character.
Basically, yeah.
He was Noob Saibot.
In order to get him to take his glasses and hat off, you can only beat him with low kick.
He was Gook Saigon.
Only kick him.
Only low kicks.
That's so dumb.
Only eat egg rolls for a half hour.
Yeah, but anyway. He's to me, he's history, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, he is.
Quite literally, I might add.
He shot himself so bad in his face, they couldn't actually tell who he was.
Yeah, that's what Steve said. That's awesome.
They thought it was actually because the first two killings,
yeah.
They thought it was like a fight between a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Yeah,
really. Because
it was a girl in the RA of the bill of the floor, and they thought it was a squabble between them.
Yeah,
and they isolated that, and then 2 hours, like 15 minutes before he went into the other building and started killing people, they sent out an email saying, "Oh,
the email.
There was a murder in campus. You know, we're doing a lockdown."
Good old email.
Yeah, good old email.
You know, don't announce it over the speaker system or anything.
Or send text message. You know. They have everybody's fucking phone number. You think they'd send like a text message or something like that over?
Yeah. I don't know. Too much traffic.
Yeah, well, it's over and done with.
Yep. History.
We'll see you next time.
Yep.
His story.
Yeah. We never did mention the couch thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What couch would that be?
the best couch
ever. The
racist
label. The Don Imus model.
It's really a puche couch, but
that's
it's
a
nappy
upholstered couch.
It is a nice couch.
Let me see it.
It's a nice brown leather
couch.
It is.
It's a beige.
It's actually
kind
of black.
Almost.
It's
when the new chocolate colored sofa set was delivered to her Brampton home, Doris Moore was stunned to see the packaging label describing the shade as nigger brown.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding up a picture of it, and it does say nigger brown.
Yep.
She and her husband, Douglas, purchased a sofa, love seat, and chair in dark brown leather last week from Van Eyck Furniture and Mattress Store on Dunlop. No, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She describes herself as an African-American born and raised in New York.
Duh.
Said it was her 7-year-old daughter who pointed out
label.
She was roaming around and found
just
it.
Just after the delivery men left.
Yeah.
In their robes and hat, in their in their pointy hats,
of course,
snickering.
What was?
Here's your couch.
So, what was the result of this?
It got traced back to China.
Okay. Oh,
oh
really?
That's right.
Amazing.
That's right.
Yeah, is the Chinese software company acknowledged its translation problem?
That's all it was. It was a bad translation.
So, what was it supposed to be?
Niger. No, Niger.
Niger.
Yeah.
Like the country?
Niger?
He explained that when Chinese characters for dark brown are typed into an older version of its Chinese-English translation, the offensive N-word comes up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seriously.
We got the definition from a Chinese-English dictionary. We've been using the dictionary for 10 years. Maybe the dictionary wasn't updated.
It's like 20 years
Even
old.
In fucking 1997. I don't think that would be in a dictionary.
They call big...
You'd be surprised. There's a
for
lot of
dark
really
brown?
Bad. Yeah.
Big There's Bird a lot is really what, bad the ones. The color for Big Bird is high yellow.
What?
It's what?
High yellow.
Oh. Doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
Okay.
High yellow. Okay. Would you be offended if you received the couch that was called Cracker White?
No. I wouldn't give a fucking shit.
No. that's funny. I'll say that's kind of funny.
There's more important things to worry about.
Seriously.
Than what the fuck people call things.
Mm-hmm.
What about Kike Tan?
Whoa.
Dude. Wow.
That's not even a color.
I don't know. I had to go there.
I don't even know what to follow that up with.
Wow.
You see the line.
It doesn't even make sense.
I know.
It was just a reason for you to say the K word.
Uh-huh.
Pole smoker puke.
What?
Fuchsia?
Was
that pink? Is that what you're going for? Fuchsia?
Whatever. What did I say? Fuchsia?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a color. Whatever. Anyway.
Kike.
Wow.
Jesus.
Sorry, Derek.
My God.
Well, no, you're just saying it to say it.
I know.
it's not even
yeah, you
like
have Tourette's.
If it comes out, it's funny, but if you're just saying it to say it, it's just...
devoid of any comedy.
You have Hebe Tourette's.
The fuck?
Hebrets.
Hebrets.
Or Sucrets, which I wish.
Sabrets.
Hooray for Yiddish.
I'm hungry.
Oh, my God.
Sabrets.
I wish Carly was alive to tell that.
Yeah. But she isn't.
No.
Wow, she's...
We went
call
on,
Monarch.
We, yeah, somebody call her on the phone.
Whoop, whoop.
What is it? Call we, her on the phone. We went on break, and the phone rings right after we... She just jumps out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of the coma.
She'll get up for her phone, but I was yelling her name and not a thing.
Dead.
Gone.
Yeah. Her dog was ripping her arm apart and she was sleeping through it.
Oh, she woke up and it's like... Ugh.
Yeah, eventually after she broke the skin. Weirdo.
All right.
So we got to do this 2 times a week now?
Yeah,
sure.
Right?
Why not?
Jesus Christ.
What,
you wanted it.
What else did they say there? Anything?
Nah, it's just it was a bad translation. That's it.
Sorry.
Yeah, and they basically just said sorry.
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 But have you ever had a cracker that's truly white, though?
No.
God, no. That's not what it means.
I know. Yeah.
He's going to start with the semantics.
You mean it? No.
What?
Oh, no. Don't even.
You're fucking tired.
The Semitics. The Semitics of it all.
Like a fatter... Whiter Archie Bunker.
Oh my God. As if it were possible.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's actually he's very dead. Yes. A couple years ago, was it?
Yeah.
Him and his son, they're dead together.
Well, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know who isn't dead?
Who?
Gloria.
Gloria, who?
Suzanne Summers?
No. Gloria Gaynor?
I think she's dead.
Oh yeah, what the fuck's her name?
Suzanne Summers.
What, the daughter? The
Yeah.
No,
the one that was like
Allie
behind?
Struthers? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she plays a mother on some show now.
She's actually working again? She's not trying to feed Ethiopian kids?
She's really just
sitting there holding a sandwich in front of them?
Basically.
Fat
bitch. A fucking beef brisket. So aptly put in.
You ever seen any of those commercials?
What, for...
When she was doing that? She was like, what, 900 pounds and those kids are dying right next to her?
In that area. Yeah, she was.
She's licking them like lollipops, and they're like sitting there with flies on their faces.
No,
I remember the in Living Color sketch that they had. That was like when it first started.
Mm-hmm.
She first started doing that stuff. That's pretty good. The oh my God, yeah, she's disgusting.
Huge.
Yeah, I'm disappointed here. She's still alive. I was hoping she'd be there.
Yeah. I just wanted to point that out to you.
Thanks.
What was that fake funeral thing? Did you read that?
It wasn't really a fake funeral. Well, it was.
Well, the fictional funeral?
It was a funeral for an anime character. A character of a very popular anime comic
in
Japan.
What character?
Rayo or Rao.
Rayo from Fist of the North Star.
Okay. Oh, my God. The toucher says, Kike Charcoal Black.
What? See, that's better.
I was going to say something along those lines.
That's funny, but that's so much better.
Wow.
That like was good.
Ash-colored.
We have a new cereal, Kike Krispies.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. You guys are terrible.
With little swastikas.
Gas burning berry. That's what they sound like.
Gas burning berry. Oh, my God.
In that order.
That's awesome.
It has to be. Well, actually, no. We'll skip.
It's about to die.
They plump when you cook them.
Anyway, this is...
That brings up the segue. Segue, Vaughn.
Oh,
yeah.
Talking about before about
sleepy
tomorrow being Hitler's birthday.
Is
actually,
it?
35 minutes and counting.
35 minutes? Yeah.
That he, you know, was a vegetarian for his
right.
gross flatulence, quote-unquote, supposedly.
Yes!
So
what?
Really, they just had him sit on top of, like, the fucking gas chamber and just tear at it.
Eat
more cabbage, yeah.
They weren't using, like, you know, mustard gas or anything like that. They were just had a boot on top of the roof.
Yeah, that was vet.
Awesome.
He probably did that, too. Just like, you know, just bring me one. And just, like, farts on
it. Or those handful of Jews that were like, you know, well, there was a handful of them where they were like, oh, yeah, we'll work
like
for
they're
you.
Like
their M&Ms. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he probably just had them in, like, a small closed room and a little vent where he just farted into. Let's see if they pass out.
Every time he had to let one go.
So, how you doing?
What the fuck? Do we got to tell him?
Whoops.
Whoops.
I had some cheese.
So, are we going to wish him a happy birthday, Steve?
No, I'm not thinking like, no.
He knows.
Just bringing that up just for people.
You don't know how to
you
don't happen to know how to say happy birthday in German?
I do.
Oh.
But now you guys are embarrassing me and making me look stupid.
Oh, and the millions of people that are here in the room.
Oh, no, I'm just, you know, I don't know. It was funny before. I don't think it'd be funny
And the
anymore.
Tens of tens that are listening.
And yelling at us on the chat.
And the four that will be downloading.
Two and you and Matt are included in that.
Yeah. No. That's true. Wait, then three.
Oh. Oh, damn it. No one downloads.
This anime shit needs to stop.
Yeah,
it's fucking gay.
I'm waiting for them to blame anime on the Virginia Tech.
Why not?
Why didn't they?
Why not? I wish they would. So it finally gets.
The thing is,
know,
it was like
so stupid. It is so fucking stupid. I don't get. There's just too much.
There can't go up to it.
It's not like, you know, heroes are. It's like a wall of anime.
Oh,
yeah. You walk into.
Yeah.
Where
and
do you
it
start?
Could be all one series.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you
Why?
Won't know where it begins and ends.
It's a pain in the ass.
How do they even produce that much, that
don't
many
know.
Cartoons?
I don't know.
The Japanese.
Is that all they do is draw?
Yeah,
it's a big
and
it's
porn.
A big thing in that country.
I
oh
know
yeah.
That.
You know,
oh yeah.
That and,
Why
and,
though? It's not even good.
Well, people were actually crying at this funeral.
Yeah,
it was huge, right?
What was that funeral for? I didn't.
It said
some kind of manga character.
Yes.
Yeah, he was best one of his. One of Japan's best loved and most violent arch villain of, you know, some comic. What was the comic called?
Fist of the North Star.
Yeah.
That's
one
pretty
of,
big
one of the most yeah, one of the most epic violent comic books you
oh, yeah.
ever read.
Rao showed us the inner strength of men and showed that power can rule the world as effectively as love, said a sobbing 38-year-old fan who called himself Lena.
Fucking
after one of the characters in the story. What?
He's fucking otakus too. It's so fucking ridiculous.
That's just gay. Like I'm
yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's
no,
just queer.
It is. No, but the thing is it's such a like they've spent so many years of their lives reading this crap.
Oh yeah.
It's just like a TV show in this country.
Mm-hmm.
When it ends and someone's actually put the time in and actually watched
oh,
all the stupid episodes.
Wait, this is good. What? He was like a father figure to me. Makoto Sonodai, a 21-year-old Tokyo student said, "I feel about him the way Westerners feel about Elvis." You know what? Elvis was real.
Yeah, but
that's also like,
and the thing is, he's the and this character is actually the arch villain.
Oh, yeah.
In the series.
Yeah,
you know,
they're very
the show. They're all evil. I told you that.
No, they can be very attached to the stuff.
Very
it's,
attached.
It's
they spend millions of dollars on this shit.
Oh yeah,
like what was it like anime in that country? Like they'll sell like DVD copies of films with like one episode on it. For $50 American.
Yeah.
One episode discs. And it's like maybe a half an hour, 45-minute mm-hmm. episode.
They're hardcore.
And they'll milk the shit out of their people for it. And the people will buy it because...
They're very interested in it.
Yeah. They're very pop culture-centric, mm-hmm. like a sort of country.
Again, they must only sleep maybe 2 hours a day.
They have
to get in that much anime,
there's,
how can you do it?
There's, what is it? There's... What was that? I was just reading about this. There's anime that they play at like there's anime that they play at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And it's the most popular stuff being aired at that time. Like it gets huge ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are working like, you know, God knows how many hours a day, God knows how many hours a week.
They do, yeah, actually. They do work a lot.
You know, you can even ask was it Vendo, my arch nemesis.
Yeah.
He works what? Like he works a shitload of hours.
Yes.
He's even stated it on some of our on the boards and on the journal and on the comments page,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's an American.
Now, is he an anime fan? Do we know that about him?
I don't know.
I love going to people's MySpace pages and seeing a list of animes that they watch that rivals like the Scene Kids ban lists.
Oh, God, I know.
It's just like this humongous, unending.
Well, Vaughn has half of that on his friggin' thing.
Well, I have like stuff that I've seen when I was a kid that I still have on tape. Yeah. Stuff like that.
It's
but
like
not,
movies.
Like,
Okimako, Nuchi Wichi.
I watch a lot of fucking shit.
You do.
Yes, I do. But the thing is, it's like, you know, I'm into that stuff. I'm into film, so I watch a lot of stuff. I'll watch anything once. You know, I'll sit
down. Do you want to be a film critic?
No.
No,
because like
he likes
film.
Everything.
I'm not going to be critical about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I see a movie that no one's seen before and you guys want to know about it, I'll give you a little idea about what's it about, but that's about it. I'm not going to sit there and critique the damn thing, you know.
Might as well.
Nah,
okay.
It's not worth it. You gotta have your own experience with the damn thing.
This is true.
What was the anime thing where they dress up? What's that called?
Cosplay.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
It's
This is terrible.
Actually, sometimes it gets kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah, the girls can be.
Girls. If you see,
girls doing anything can be hot.
Guys dressed in girls' outfits is frightening.
Yeah, because they still look like the girls.
And the thing well, is, that's the one thing I have never been to is an anime convention in the States. Everybody's like, people I know are like, oh, you should go, you know, you should really check it out. And every time there's one that comes around here, I think there's one coming around in like July.
I would never go near one.
I'm like, I don't know.
Couldn't do it. Like, it's bad enough I go to video game tournaments. And I basically get a small taste of that there. I would never be able to go to one of those things.
Yeah, like, and I go to horror conventions and the sci-fi stuff. I can deal with all that. Because, there are kind of nerdy people going to these things, but they're somewhat normal.
They think you're dressed up when you go there, son.
Who, me?
You got to fit in.
Shut up. No, you don't see people dressing up.
No. Not at those?
No.
Really?
No. Not even like a chiller on Halloween.
Yeah?
You think you'd expect to see, like, you know, like you might see, like, their kids dressed in their Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
But that's about it. You never see, like, you know, grown adults like me or, like, you know, people our age dressed up like, you know, horror characters.
Yeah. I really would expect them to do that.
In sci-fi conventions, you can see occasional, like, Trek, you know, people dressed up as Trekkers and, like, Star Wars characters and stuff like that.
That's out of control, that whole scene.
Also, like, comic conventions, you see, like, the rogue group of the 501st roaming around, you know.
Yeah.
But that's about it. You really never see anything hardcore. You may see, like, some maniac goths roaming around, and they're just, holy shit, you know, it's just frightening to look at. But besides
maniac goths.
Have you ever seen a full-on goth?
Yeah.
Like, not just, they're like,
horrible.
A mall goth?
I know, they're horrible. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I know.
They're disgusting. Well, most of the time. As long as the girls don't go too extreme, they can be hot.
Oh, yeah.
When they have, like, fucking 3-foot-long spiked hair.
And, like, piercings coming out of their skulls.
No, that's not acceptable.
I like the whole... What was I just watching a couple weeks ago? Because somebody was asking about...
I don't know. What were you watching?
No, somebody stated a fact... That you can never really, that like all of us are desensitized, but if you've ever seen someone lose a limb or like get beheaded in front of you, you'd freak out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you probably would.
Like, well, I've seen people, like I've seen videos of people taking their own fingers off.
That's different. It's a video.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, if that happened right in front of you, you would probably be like, well, what the fuck? What are you doing? And you might even pass out.
I might freak out. I mean, I freaked out when I've seen these videos because I'm like, why would you do that for, like, you know, to be, you know, to modify your body?
Well.
Because that's, like, the biggest extreme is, like, this cut tips of your fingers off.
That's just stupid.
Yeah. They'll, like, wrap something around their hand.
Why?
It's, I don't know, it's part of body modification. I don't understand it. Just body like when people cut their...
To get rid of your fingerprints?
No, like, they'll cut, like,
body subtraction.
I'm tired of wearing gloves.
It's
chop.
Like, it's like when they split their tongues and stuff like that. When they, you know...
Yeah.
I don't get that. Or like the ones where they take this piece of this, like, pure steel, like barbells and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they'll cut the top layer of the skin and put it in and then seal it. And then it will seal into the skin.
Oh, yeah.
You know. It's disgusting. Get that either. I never could quite understand. Or like scarification.
Yeah.
I can't get into that either. Seeing someone like sit there with a piece of metal and brand in like a logo. Like you're a fucking cattle.
Yeah. I saw a girl that had her back pierced like a corset.
Mm-hmm.
So she could wrap. Oh, it was disgusting. That's awful.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's really pointless.
What would make
pointless.
You want to do that? Like, what has to be going on inside your head to see, like, you know, this
is
a good
some
idea.
Some people like pain.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Mostly girls. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just like, I guess it triggers something and
daddy
they get
issues.
Addicted to the pain.
Daddy issues?
Yeah, some uncle touches them all of a sudden. Yeah. They're fucking
daddy used to hit him with beer bottles like on Tuesday afternoons when he got home from work.
Tuesday afternoons.
Yeah, run me over with that car.
And then
I like that.
And then he listened to the Aristocrats at 10 p.m. to midnight.
Oh, wow. Tuesday, coming up.
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
Believe it or not, same group.
Oh, Derek farted.
Speaking of complete nerds and overreactors and the Holocaust and Jews, I was just perusing this.
That's way too many things.
Believe it or not, they all come into one.
Well, oh, boy.
I was just reading this thing. Apparently, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's like
huge. That's a lot. That's almost as much as that text I got from Jamie last week.
Yeah, that's really big. This fella wrote a letter to the... the Blizzard legal department.
Oh, no.
Blizzard being the company that makes World of Warcraft.
And StarCraft.
And
StarCraft.
And basically complaining that a group of players were harassing him. Or as I like to say, harassing him.
Nerd.
Yeah. But I'm not going to get into details because I don't know them, because I'm not going to read this whole fucking thing. But the thing that interests me was, let's see. Meanwhile, I did as the GM's advised. I put them all on ignore so they couldn't contact him, message him, or whatever.
Right.
When they could no longer whisper me, they took it to in-game physical harm. Now, here's the kicker. They would send all of their friends to fire spells and throw snowballs at me. It was like a scene right out of the Holocaust.
What?
When the Nazis of Hijal trying to torture me, a poor Jew.
What is he, like a 90-year-old guy playing WoW?
I have
What is
no
going on?
Idea.
Later he was killed in VA.
What?
This is a sign of the apocalypse.
I wish it was.
And then, yeah, we got this douchebag sitting there complaining to...
So they're throwing virtual snowballs at him, and he's comparing it to
Hitler.
The Holocaust.
I'm sure every single surviving Jew right now is in complete sympathy with him.
I'm counting money.
No, we're completely like, not.
Oh, my God. Snowballs?
The Third Reich.
Computer snowballs?
He compares this to the Third Reich goose-stepping through Poland.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sure. This is exactly the same thing. That's the first thing that I thought of when he mentioned that.
It's
they goose step through Thunder Bluff right into my.
It's like that video I showed. I had you look up like a month and a half ago.
Oh, with the funeral.
That funeral.
Yeah.
Oh my
where
god.
Where the opposing side killed everybody. And then, like what I was just saying before we started was that woman who went on Craigslist like last week, and she decided she needed 5,000 gold to buy her epic mount. So she whored herself out. She prostitution for.
And by whored, you don't mean HORDE as in the Horde Alliance.
No, yeah, I meant a guy took her up on it and fucked the shit out of her.
Oh,
she actually pooped. Was it you?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't play that game anymore.
Put his clown nose on, baby.
And the pictures I saw of her were.
How much gold did she want?
She wanted 5,000.
That is, for those of you don't know, a lot of fucking gold.
Yeah,
it's about, would you say it was about $800 or $900?
$700 to $900.
Yeah, if you were to buy it off of a in-game site.
Yeah,
it actually has a conversion rate.
That's terrible.
That's how bad it is.
That's absolutely.
Why
chaotic.
Would anything cost that much in the game?
Well, epic mounts are huge. Like they're like those are the they're either like. Bears or lions, like something you can ride.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's usually the biggest thing you can get because it kind of helps you with your getting around. Instead of just walking everywhere, you played the game, you fucking walk. It takes forever.
I know.
And when you get an epic mount,
that's why I really don't play it anymore because you got to walk everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I don't think you get a mount until like
You got to get to a
level
certain
20 or
and
something.
Only certain types get free mounts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody else, you have to save the money. You have to save your gold up to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing her, she was a douche and probably buying everything she could to keep her character alive.
Yeah.
And she just sucked, probably as a human being. What else are you doing? You're freaking playing.
Obviously.
You're playing WoW.
These people give me a bad name.
It's true.
They do. It's true.
It just goes to show how out of touch that guy is with reality. That he plays that game so much, probably. He doesn't know what reality is.
That's true.
Like what real suffering
does,
and pain really is.
Well, the thing is, he does know a lot about shit. It's just, he's putting it in the wrong context.
No, he doesn't know anything.
Oh, no. I mean, like, not about real life. I mean, like, he's read a lot of garbage. Or he's,
maybe.
Or he's
garbage, exactly.
Or he's got History Channel sitting in the room as he's playing.
I don't know. I for the life of me, I cannot.
You're a nerd, too, so what are you talking
about? I cannot justify that comparison. I can't come up with anything.
Like you go to these video game battles.
Right? Battles, yes.
And have you ever seen anything bad happen in those?
Like yeah.
People fight or something like that? You've seen people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've been to these with him?
About a year and a half ago. No, maybe about maybe like last year.
Yeah.
After I left one of the tournaments, there was a big fist fight out in front of the building.
Yeah. Why?
Over a game.
Like someone lost to another guy and got
I
pissed?
Guess there was probably...
Smoke is better than Scorpion.
No, it was for a different game.
A 4-year-old, like a 14-year-old beat a 29-year-old and he beat the shit out of him in the park.
No.
Exploiter.
Sometimes silly things happen where, I don't know, maybe the controls are not to a person's liking and they don't say anything the first round and they really should, and that way they can get a do-over, check the controls, make sure everything is good.
Whatever.
And I'm not sure if this was the same incident. I know there was a huge deal about this too.
I don't know if it was related to the fight, but something like that can happen.
Right.
And then the person will lose, and they'll kind of just feel stupid for not saying anything. Yeah. And, you know,
like maybe they'll win the first round. They're like, controller's fucked up, but I won. So
yeah,
I'm just going to keep going. Then they lose, and they're like, it's because of the fucking controller.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you, in these tournaments, are they played on tabletop machines?
Depends on the game.
Are they played on, so if it's like...
Most of them are arcade games. Okay. They're stand-up machines. They have routine maintenance on them all the time.
So,
but there can be times where there's issues with something, like a button was sticking or something. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Or you were sucking.
I can understand when it gets into the high level, like where there's $1,000 on the line. You know, if you win this match, you're going to win like $800 to $1,000.
Yeah.
I can understand getting a little bit mad, but you know, don't fight somebody for real over it.
That's no, you don't attack them in the parking lot.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was it. That this fight could have been something completely different, but there was between two players at a tournament. And
people will fight it over less. So.
Yeah. I also saw another incident where...
Did I say fighted?
Yeah.
Something like that. I also saw another incident where a guy lost a match, and he basically took his $150 arcade stick and threw it on the ground and kicked it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
And he was so pissed and walked away, and later on he came back and hugged the guy he lost to.
Does that make sense?
And then hugged his controller and said, thank God.
I
got to be in a Holiday Inn in Wisconsin next week. What am I going to do?
Exactly.
Is there an Asian in the house?
He's busy killing people, sir. You have to wait.
Wow. Wait. You stay in state, right? You don't.
I go to Philly. I'm going up to Connecticut.
So that's the farthest you've gone for
Connecticut and Philly. I'm not going any more than
You're
that.
You're not
going
to go like across country to fucking...
I mean, if somebody's going to fly me out there, you know, and sponsor me, I'll go out. But
sponsors.
I won't. No, they do have sponsors.
Like Red Bull.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
some people who get sponsored at that.
And they'll have them.
Is this just particularly for more?
They give you a shirt.
What?
Black
Pizza Huddle sponsor.
These tournaments you've been going to, are these particularly for MK or no?
It's usually all other games, and I just get asked to run Mortal Kombat. It's not usually not an official tournament. There's usually not a lot of people, but it's for the people who want to come.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't go to the tournament at all.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, cool! You know, Ultimate's going to be there. I'll actually go to the tournament and hang out or whatever and play." But if I wasn't there, these people wouldn't come play anything else. So,
have you ever talking about cons? Have you ever been like asked to be like to do the game room for a con or something like that?
What do you mean?
Like in certain conventions, especially like anime conventions, they have rooms just set up for gaming.
No, nothing
for
like that.
For kids just playing games. You never been asked to do
that?
No,
the ones that I go to are either at arcades or they're at a building that is just for, like a ballroom that is only for tournament stuff that's going on. Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
I mean, I don't get involved in anything else. I used to play some of the other games, but...
You play everything. But your main thing is Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's old game and there's a revival sort of going on right now, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have, you know...
There's some decent guys out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, these are people that I only see once, you know, every few months. So, and you kind of develop like a little bit of a friendship with them.
Quasi-friendship.
Yeah, kind
of. Hey, look, I got that word out.
Quasi.
Mm-hmm. Or you're like Holocaust survivors. You share one thing in common.
Getting hit with snowballs.
It binds you together.
Instead of running with broken legs.
What?
Night. I don't know.
Let's try to relate everything we say in the next 15 minutes to Holocaust. Let's see if we can do it. Seriously. Derek's giving me the look.
No, I'm just trying to think.
Anyway.
What do you got?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And it's right in Steve's way.
That was nothing.
No? Wait a couple minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
Whoops-a-daisy.
You farted before when we were
got a change of venue here.
Whoops-a-daisy. Derek needs a change of menu.
Derek needs to change his pants.
Maybe he'll stop farting.
I think I have IBS.
I hope you do.
Me too, for my sake. Dude, that or cancer. Seriously.
He's got a polyp.
All I've been doing for 2 weeks is shitting and farting.
I don't know.
Anything I eat.
Oh.
I had a fucking...
That's just awful. Wow.
I had a cold cut sandwich.
Oh, man.
And like within 10 minutes, I was like liquid shitting.
Oh, my God.
Nothing... nothing can move my bowels. Like, everything comes right out. It's disgusting. I shit 5 to 6 times a day.
Wow. What?
Why?
I could go in there right now and shit. I don't know.
You have to go to the doctor.
I do. I know.
Make an appointment now.
Anything I eat, I get a stomach ache and shit like at least 3 times.
No.
For one meal.
Ice cream.
I think anything above two times a day is...
Yeah.
It's either lactose intolerant or like IBS or something. I don't know.
It could be. Test it out.
He's had a
polyp. Just eat a fucking brick of cheese and see what happens.
And he's dead.
Well, I know for a fact that dairy upsets me.
Okay,
if I have cereal with whole milk, I'm done. Like, I'm like ready to puke. At 2%, I'm okay.
Oh, really? Ready to puke?
Not ready to puke, but it's like it hurts. It's fucking like a pit in my stomach. Whole milk will kill me.
Weird.
So I've always had like a little bit.
Pizza,
if I eat like
it?
A lot of cheese, I don't know. No, not really.
This is really a disgusting topic.
It really is.
This is horrible.
No, it's horrible. I have to live it. For 2 weeks now, I've been living it.
No. Carly has to live with this.
I know.
And poor girl.
I know.
That's why she's dead right now.
Sick.
Yeah.
No, seriously, she's
getting
so angry.
She sleeps all the time to
me.
Avoid it.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, my God. I can smell it now.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting worse.
Holy shit.
Is it, did the dog take a shit or was that Derek?
That was Derek.
No, it was me.
Disgusting.
I'm not kidding. Anyway? I'm not kidding. Does she sleep on this couch like all every other night because you just boot and kick her out of the on the floor?
Yes. Dude, I farted in the shower and it smelled 10 minutes later.
Oh, it's supposed to smell instantly.
No, it smelled at the time, and it lingered for like 10 minutes.
It stayed in the
after I left and came back.
It was hiding in an attic like Anne Frank. There you go.
There you go.
It was hiding in the little water.
There's one.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought
it was hiding in the
water. Derek was leaning his ass up towards the microphone. But
I wanted to bite it, but I said no.
That's enough.
It was hiding in the water molecules on the walls when he got out. He didn't clean it off.
Irish Spring.
No, it's not. It's Scottish Irish. Spring.
Scottish shits.
I've noticed actually a slight increase in the amount of times that I take a shat every single day.
Nah.
So it used to be like one and a half times a day, I'd say, out of the week.
One and a half. A little in my pants, ain't gonna worry about it.
So I don't know. I think it could be because of my eating schedule is a little bit different now that I only work.
What are you like?
8 o'clock.
You up like more during the day?
I guess because I'm trying to go to bed earlier, not being a vampire, but. I don't know.
Not working.
No, it doesn't work for me.
Maybe
I like going to bed at like 6 o'clock, but lately I've been trying to get to bed before 5. That's a good thing.
Mine's always been like two solid poos a day. Nice, good ones.
Solid, quote unquote.
Soft stool.
Middle of the afternoon, like 2 hours after dinner. Yeah. Probably when I get home tonight, I'll let one loose and I'll go right to bed, sleep like a baby.
It's pretty gross.
Unless like there's certain little things that get me that kind of get me. If I eat something that's too spicy, the next day I will be like I can sit in the toilet for like an hour.
Like, yeah, you know, I try to stretch them out.
Painting the walls like a Pollock painting, shooting it everywhere.
You know,
spraying it.
I've never met two people who enjoy tearing ass more than Derek and the other Steve.
Steve number two.
And it's so funny thing that like they shared an apartment together for a few months.
Oh, could you imagine that? Like, it was so competitive.
Really was. No, but he can blow me out of the water anyway.
He blows the
dueling
out of the water.
Fucking animal.
Oh, he is. He can almost fart on command, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty close.
Wow.
He did today and it was unbelievable. It was out of this world. It's like a noise I've never heard in my life.
I mean, what was wrong with your great grandmother that she couldn't stop?
Oh, my great grandmother?
Yeah,
I think it was an age thing.
It could have been. It could have been an age thing. Just her insides.
But it was like a medical thing.
Oh my god. She could fart and sustain it for about an average of 7 seconds. That's impressive, especially. All right, this is an 80-something-year-old woman. You know, like 4'11", little round woman.
Little round woman.
And no, louder. Louder and more, almost liquidy.
More obnoxious. More kind of
like
face.
The
almost
that
like
kind
a...
of noise, but lasting, seriously, on average, 7 seconds.
But Steve could almost keep up with her.
Almost.
He
admits that she was a better farter than he is, which is crazy. That's insane.
Like tires squealing out. That's how long it lasts. Like,
yeah,
that's
basically.
The sound, too. It's like, wait, is somebody squealing out in the outside? No, it's grandma.
He freaking.
That's it. And there's steam coming off her ass.
He tore one today. It sounded like a duck choking on a kazoo. That's what it sounded like. Picture that. It was disgusting.
Ew.
And it's so like, because he'll just get up and with like some abrupt movement, and he has to go get something. But before he does that, he has to leave you with that.
So it was like,
but longer. And
like, it's like his like.
It's like it pushes him. It's like his little jetpack.
Yeah.
I gotta go get this.
Instead of giving you a nice hearty handshake, when he meets you. He boots.
Yeah, he does. He's like, "What's going on, brother?" Burnt. And just lifts his ass up.
Roger.
I talk about it all the time. I didn't see him for like a year.
Yeah.
And he started working at Pizza Hut with me. And then I was like, "Hey, man, what's going on? I haven't seen you in a while." He's like, "Yeah, what's going on? Are you still farting?"
No, I gave that up.
And I'm like, "Yeah, how about you?" He goes, "No, man, I gave it up." I'm like, really?
Farted seconds later.
Yeah, he's like, "No, I don't fart anymore." Literally, like, I went back. Next time I went back there, he was like, "Dude, man."
He's uncontrollable.
Like, yeah. Why do you say that? Dude, you still farting?
I know.
Like, yo. Like, you still partying? Like, you still smoking weed and shit? Yeah. You still farting?
He's sitting in.
Like, it's a hobby. Like, I can control it.
He's sitting in the hot tub, and all you see is bubbles, and they're like, oh. And you see his wife just pulling up the plug going,
ah! That's awful.
Screaming for her life.
Yeah.
God. Oh,
that poor child.
I really hope he would. He was going to show up today. His wife just gave birth 2 days ago.
Oh, really? She did?
Yeah, do the show.
Yep.
Yeah,
Jame, doing a show, Jame.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
Yeah.
She's covered in, like...
No, I know you wouldn't.
Covered in what?
Covered in fluid. That child's just being cleaned off as he's like, I gotta go.
Oh, my God.
What? He's gonna chew the placenta, but he's not going to swallow it.
Ew.
He'll just fart on it.
Too many calories.
Ew. But it's pate. I want to
get the flavor of the baby.
Nope. Oh. Not the fat of it.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, he sent me a text message. Oh, I guess he sent it to everyone saying the weight and time and all that.
He didn't send it to me.
Like, okay, cool. And the next day, I get a picture text from him.
I haven't gotten a picture yet.
This must be a picture of the baby. No.
What is
picture
it?
Of one of his logs. Something else that... Someone in the family gave birth to.
That's what he said. He thought it was hilarious.
And I sent that to him. I was like, you know, I was half expecting a picture of your newborn, not the thing you just fucking shot out of your ass.
Yeah, he's competing.
And then he sent me a picture of the baby.
So wait, I haven't seen it yet.
This is number two, right?
Yeah, it's number two.
Number two. Deuce.
Double
literally,
deuce.
He's got
two.
And he dropped the deuce, so hey.
Yeah.
And he dropped the baby size deuce.
Gross.
Yeah, it probably was. Oh.
The thing is.
Oh, I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was going to be the shit.
Basically, that's just a replica of their other kid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, it's a little clone.
Aw.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Boy, is that a boy?
She looks darker.
That is a girl.
Two girls now?
Very, very dark skin.
Yeah, she's very
babies
dark.
Babies are usually pretty dark when they're born.
Hmm.
He's not going to have anybody
to hand
this
down to.
She's
darker than the
other one was. Hold on.
The other one.
Hold on. He's not going to have anybody to hand this down to. He's two girls.
What?
He can't hand this
Roger's
Jedi,
name is
this,
dead.
This Jedi trick. This Jedi mind trick style.
This Jedi ass trick. Gross.
Fucking the dark side of Tootin.
Oh, no.
God. Derek's the light. Steve number two is the dark. Quite literally.
He's bad. Bad. He fucking clogged that toilet in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sat on the couch. He goes, the toilet's clogged. All right. Well, unclog it. We don't have a plunger. Well, go get one.
Well, use your hand.
Dude, I'm tired. I worked all day. My feet hurt. So I have to go buy a plunger and clean your shit up because you worked all day at Kmart.
It would have been better if you just stick it up his ass.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
You just let it sit there.
Shut up. And it fucking
just fester. You walk in, whoa, what the fuck?
It was bad.
That's a shit.
Oh,
dude, toilet's backed up.
Nah, it worked. Tournament's on.
I'm going to go see my therapist.
My feet and my asshole hurt.
I was shitting on the couch.
Yeah, you're lucky I went in the toilet, motherfucker. I was just going to shit in your bed.
His excuse for everything is, I got ADD.
No.
He has gay DD.
He told me... I guess I could say this because he never listens.
Okay.
But he said, one day I came in with the, I guess it was like the landlord because there was something wrong with like the air conditioner.
To evict him?
So I walk in and he's like laying face down on his bed. He's like, what's up? And I was just like, that's weird.
No.
And he tells me like a week later, he's like, dude, I was jacking it before you guys came in. I guess he had a movie on, and he was jacking it, and he just, like, turned it off and jumped on the bed face down.
Oh, that could be
and
bad.
And so we come in, he's just like, hey, what's up?
That's like, what he was doing all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like,
poke a hole through your bed when he did that?
Wait, his bed.
Wait, all doesn't he have a door on the in the bedroom? Why is
no, there
the
wasn't. Was
no, there was a door, but.
He probably not have heard it.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's coming in. Were you going to shut the door and keep jacking?
Wouldn't you have closed the door before?
I don't know.
If you were just roaming around.
You probably didn't expect
you
got
to prepare for that possibility. You have to have like things set up.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you have to do it like closed in your own room?
You have to have a whole procedure. It's like a. Mm-hmm. No. It's like anything else. It's
like a final solution.
With him, he's probably got more of a. With him, he's probably got more of a like a setup for his dumps than he actually has for his masturbation.
No, he probably has a routine.
It's almost like a like a fire drill
protocol.
Exactly. Okay. You gotta know what to do at all
masturbatory
times.
Masturbatory protocol.
Yeah, sure. You gotta know. Come on. Do you shut the computer off? Do you shut the monitor off? Do you get up and hit the TV?
Or your sound level?
Pull the plug.
Yeah. What do you What do you do? Pull the plug. What do you do with your jizz rag? Where do you put it? You know.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing you gotta go through.
Yeah, it's like a tree of things.
Or
you, go through.
You use the foolproof. Just wait. Let them walk in on you. Go. Where am I? Because that always works.
That's inside. I think we need to talk about
it. Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Was it you that told me? Well, Rogers told me, but I figured he heard it from you about a kid we knew that actually happened to him, supposedly. Hearing it from Rogers could mean it's like telephone.
Do you have initials?
DB.
Yeah, DB.
He was database. Russian, Polish, or something. He was Russian. Oh. Was that him?
I don't know.
You ever heard about that?
No.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Where am I?
Steve told me, so I take it with a tub of salt.
A tub.
That a kid we know was, you know, cranking it in his room, and his mom walked in, and he was just like, where am I?
Where am I?
I find it hard to believe, because the kid's like a genius.
Yeah.
He would do something that dumb.
Well,
again.
You never know.
Well, a lot of these kids don't have street smarts.
It's true. Yeah.
You know. Or good hearing, apparently.
He was a fucking loser. So
yeah, they blame the Holocaust on getting hit with snowballs in virtual world.
Fuck. All right, contrived.
Virtual world.
Anyway.
What camp
I've never been caught.
Really?
Proud to say.
Really? Yeah. I've been caught a couple times.
I'm always ready.
Who?
Who caught you?
My mother, the first time.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what did she say?
I would die. I would leave.
This is a story. What did she say?
Oh, she just went back out. And then 2 days later, I got
she
home.
She just went, ew.
This was probably like when I was like 14. So it's like 2 days later, I guess she told my father. And my father got home from work early.
He kicked your ass.
Promptly laughed in your face.
No, my father says this didn't happen. But I remember this to this day. He's like, nah, it didn't happen. I'm like, yeah, it did. He's like,
Vaughn, I'm trying to block it.
Vaughn.
No, he sits me down on the couch and gives me the birds and the bees. And
for
his
what?
And his birds and the bees thing is so like you're gonna die if you pull on it. Like that was like the most hardcore thing.
Were they all like religious at that point?
No, not at that point. But my father was like, you know, like you really shouldn't be doing that. Blah blah blah. Like with your mother around, and like she wasn't around when that was
when I started.
Yeah. It's like you shouldn't
it's
be doing.
Like I was in the kitchen.
And then like it went into this whole thing about women and like. Girls in the house and all like this humongous diatribe for like 20 minutes about like, oh, if you have a girl, blah, 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 like going off.
What?
Like he just kind of like, I was like, masturbation. What the fuck are you getting
Big
into?
Deal.
Like his manifesto of
it happens.
Of
it
like
needs
everything.
To happen.
Vaughn, masturbation makes baby Jesus cry.
I guess.
You
so.
Need to stop.
No, if my parents probably wouldn't do that now. I mean, most likely.
Well, I would hope that you would know what's going on by now. You're fucking 27, 26.
No, like the only times I ever hear about like the whole Jesus Christ thing is like on Sundays when they get home from church and I'm sitting there eating breakfast.
Mm.
Breakfast.
And they're like, "Oh, we were you know praying for your heathen hide," and I was like,
"What?"
I was like, "Good." I was like, "You're saving me some time."
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's like I don't care.
Oh. Throw me a pancake.
Like I had to go to church with them on.
It's like if someone's going to AC, you give them a couple bucks. Like, hey, put this on red. Someone's going to church, you're like, hey, say a prayer for me, will you?
Like,
I don't feel like taking the trip, you know.
We went to church on Easter.
Oh fuck! Did you get caught masturbating there?
I wish.
The
I
confessional.
Wish. I was
Wait,
so
no,
like
who
that screen opens
time?
Up.
This is
who caught
dick.
Me the second time?
Yeah.
A girlfriend caught me.
Oh.
That's not
yeah,
a really
girlfriend caught me the second time.
That's like that.
Did she shit herself?
Yeah, right then and there.
Holy
How could
shit.
You not hear her clown shoes
hey,
walking down the
Vaughn.
Hall?
Hey, Vaughn.
That one.
Yeah, every time she walked.
I think it was my first girlfriend. Yeah, she kind of was like,
ew.
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 And you're what? Like,
well, this was your job.
And yeah. No. Sorry, I had to take. I had to fill in.
Like, well, you're not doing nothing. See you later. You're
called out.
If I didn't masturbate, I'd be raping girls.
Yeah.
Like, for every dude, though, like, that's mm-hmm. for real. Because that's just not something you can just say. Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
It's actually a public service.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to get it out somewhere. Exactly. I don't think I would go that extreme of raping people.
What was this church thing?
Oh, Easter. I had to go with them. I was pushing it so, like oh, you know, trying to hide. I was like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. They're like, you can do that there. I was like, oh, come on. I was like, look at me. I'm not going. I don't want to go.
Look at me.
And it's like, and they're like, oh, you got to get up dressed nice and everything. I'm like, are you kidding me? And like, I just put on a black t-shirt. my brother, his wife, my little brother, my parents are all dressed nice. Kind of like dressed in like khakis and dress
you're
shirts.
A slob.
And I'm in a t-shirt and jeans. And my father's just like,
you're an effing slob.
I'm like, I didn't go with you on Friday. Why would I? I didn't go on Ash Wednesday. I dropped Ryan off.
When was
and went
this?
The whole holiday. It was a Good Friday.
Oh.
I didn't go because they were all like, oh, we're all going to go Good Friday. I was like,
have right, fun.
See you.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
I'm going to Fridays.
Say a prayer for me. Thank goodness it's.
I'm going to a Good Fridays.
I'm like, I'll fold towels. See ya.
That'd be a good gimmick restaurant, Good Fridays.
Oh, God.
It's all like Christian food.
Yeah.
Like I just don't get it. Like my brother,
loaves and fishes,
crucified fingers. Yeah.
Oh, like now that my brother's married, he just goes to church. Like they got married in the church and all that stuff.
Yeah,
they only did that because my parents were like, you know, they wanted them, you know, Christian marriage because his wife was raised, you know, wasn't raised anything.
Oh,
so you know,
so she have to go through like the whole.
No, they really
gotta go to classes and stuff.
They had to go to one class. Really, not crazy.
St. Catherine's, right? Or no,
St. Mary's. Yeah,
my brother had to do that.
Yeah,
too.
Did like one
really?
Class.
Yeah, the one that thought he was the devil.
Oh, God. The one who thought
Wait, he got
was
married?
The devil.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Larry. He got married. Fucking, he got married.
Oh my God!
Why didn't you mic that?
I didn't feel like getting.
He ripped the vinyl.
Too lazy
the
to move up another fucking foot.
I'm too lazy to insult everybody.
It's just
going to
happen
ass.
Again.
It's in due time.
He got married like a few days after September 11th.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is, I don't know, it's just a significant date, I guess. Speaking of significant dates,
always remember.
Oh, yeah, it's April after 12th.
A few days after September 11th.
Do we have?
You want to
give
it
birthday?
Out?
Happy birthday music.
12:02.
It's 12:02. Steve, can you please sing the lyrics?
The vegetarian painter was born on this day.
Oh God!
What? Well, he was. Oh, he was a vegetarian. Come on,
sporting
Steve.
One testicle.
Yeah, he did have one ball.
The list is endless.
What are some of the Oh God, I'm sure he would love to have this.
Wow.
It's a great way to end the night.
Oh, and it says Craig's birthday.
It is. Craig Cannon, 33.
We're at 2.
Oh, that would have been great to have him tonight.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yep, it was birthday.
Whose birthday?
Hitler, it's your birthday.
Anyway.
Gonna put some juice to death.
Wow. All
right, you guys ready?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Happy birthday.
You can't do that on radio.
I think you broke the mic.
Without even flinching, he smells his boom. His microphone.
He smells the poot resender.
That is... you're a fucking piece of shit.
It smells like old chicken. It's horrible.
Well, did you eat chicken?
No.
It's like disgusting. A month ago.
You drank warm soda.
Drink some pork
Ew.
Soda.
Ugh. You are a gross body, Derek.
Yeah, no.
I just want to let you know. So anyway.
Yeah.
Get up at 5 o'clock today.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow, you mean?
Today.
Why? What about
Why?
Go to work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why bother?
Be at work at
Why
eight?
Do you think I look like a zombie? Because I'm fucking dreading that. I hate getting up early.
Tomorrow I got to take the 7-ton license test.
Oh, God.
For work.
What are you
oh,
up
you did
to
that
now?
Already.
I think there's a couple jokes in there.
Yeah. Why?
You have to be licensed to be that heavy?
No, they've been saying it for like months now. They're like, oh, you ready to take it? You ready to take it? And every day they say they're going to do it, they just push it to another day. And then like... Today before I left, they were like, oh, you're going to take it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
He's
all
not
right.
Ready.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I studied this like months ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Let's go. No. And I was expecting them to do it the next day, and no. So, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
So, what's Ivan, your poot.
What's the matter?
Why do you keep calling a poot?
Your boot, whatever.
Boot. A little bloop.
That almost, you better check your pants after that one. Fucking might be
nah,
a little squirter.
I think he stopped. I think he probably stopped wearing underwear just for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to do that tomorrow.
Well, he still wears pants.
It's harder to put skid marks in jeans than it is underwear.
You'd be surprised.
No, it's not.
It's harder to notice.
Yeah. Especially when you got the seam right there.
Yeah.
I try to sit right directly on the seam.
Protective coating.
I never want to be a pair of jeans.
Like a dull layer.
I want to be reincarnated as a pair of jeans. Especially like they're Derek's.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? Like the other jeans tell other jeans in the store about Derek.
And they see Derek come, they just kind of crawl up into the space.
Oh, God. That's why they're usually folded and flopped together when you go to buy them. They're all trying to be confused. You know?
Yeah, I always try to take them from the bottom. No one's tried them on. That grosses me out.
Yeah.
The fact that people try on clothing and then put them back on racks.
Do you do that?
Well, sure. Yeah.
You try them on at the store?
Like certain stores, like. If I'm buying jeans, I'm going to try them on.
Do you at least wear fresh underwear? Do you bring fresh underwear with you and put it on just to try that?
No, in fact, I don't wear any.
Okay, good.
When you're trying on sneakers, you put on those fancy little liners?
Uh-oh.
No, I don't. Unless they make me.
I don't try.
But usually, actually, I'm going to. I normally don't try things on. I used to.
I don't either.
Yeah, I buy my size. If it doesn't fit, I'll return
I'll bring
it
back.
Or.
Yeah.
Just keep it and
try
eat
and fit
it,
into
you know?
It.
And by eat it, I mean eat the money. Eat the shirt.
Like with a like,
it doesn't fit. No, no, no.
Derek, what are you cooking tonight? Fruit of the Loom again.
Again.
Like
as if I've done it before.
Like when you go out, you ever with a girlfriend or a chick that you know you're friends with. You go to the mall or something like that, and they want to buy clothes.
Yeah.
It's automatic death trap right there. You're going to be in a place for a fucking hour and a half.
Yeah, the only advantage is I stand by the doorway and watch hot girls going in and out. Yeah.
And the only advantage, if a chick you're with, if she's your girlfriend or not, and she's actually decent looking, it's a decent time, like what's getting now, where it's getting nice and warm, and she's trying on like little shit, and she's like, oh, do you like this? Or does this look good? And you're like, okay. And you get to see the girls walking around in the place. That's the only good parts about it.
No, it's just the whole thing is gay.
I hate it.
You stand there and you sweat.
With my mother.
Mm-hmm. No, I never went to the mall with my mother.
Derek, how does this look?
I never went to the mall with my mother. I never.
It's horrible.
My mother was.
How did my knockers look in this?
Wow. Sorry, Mom.
I don't know, Mom. Ask him.
They mean well. They really do.
Or is this a joke?
They take the whole cringe humor thing to heart, you know. She'll never hear it. Insult people's mothers.
My mother never
That's
broke.
That's not an insult. Your mom's hot.
Wow. I didn't even bring it there.
Wow. What?
That's going there.
Wow.
What?
Hit the you're fired button.
So that means he's hired. Cranking it when he goes home thinking about your
mom.
No,
not that. Somebody's mom. Not that kind of hot.
Like, my mother never brought me.
No, there's
the
only
mall.
One kind of hot. You're hot,
okay.
That I would do you.
Never.
Okay. So to me, there is no other hot.
Oops.
When we were me and my brothers were kids.
So
you know,
dying.
Just bringing us like the grocery store was a freaking was a mess.
Are we going to the diner?
Yeah, I'm not going.
Do you want to?
I can't go.
No?
I can't.
No.
I'll go if you want to go.
And hold your hands as you eat a fucking.
Just me and you, huh?
I guess. Getting jiggy with it.
Why can't White Castle be open?
I know. This sucks.
It's getting there.
God.
It's getting
I'm very angry about this. I was talking to people.
It's taking way too long.
Yeah.
Why don't you like do a picket? In the middle of it.
Yeah.
Stage a riot.
Demanding.
Laying down eventually. Just like,
with like the shirts off and just castles painted on their chest.
There'll be accidents left and right.
Massive killing as thousands of fat men get ran over by a truck.
We can get that guy that lost all the weight.
Oh, my God.
He used to be 500 pounds heavier.
Look what happened.
Look what happened. He's starving.
This is all I ate.
He's down to a mere 420.
I think we might get like the Crave stations too.
What?
Like that whole thing. Like you ever see that with the newer ones?
I don't know. All I know is
drive
the food.
It's a drive-through area.
Uh-huh.
They're called the first door you get the money. The next one,
yeah.
They call them Crave stations.
Oh,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so dumb. But it's just like somebody was telling me, but I was like oh. And he's like, yeah, but you just give your money. I was like, so it's the same thing as every other fucking place, but they call it Crave Station 1, Crave Station 2. Great. Yeah.
Wow. Well, they have a new meal. It's like a four-person meal. It's like 18 burgers.
Oh, it's just me.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
It's a Matt.
It's a Derek meal.
18 burgers?
I think it's something like that.
But for four people?
We got to do that again. What is
well,
that?
Well, four normal people.
Hold on.
Why 18? Why not 16?
I don't know. 20.
Talking about White Castle, are we going to do a second annual this year?
What?
Are we going to do a White Castle?
Might as well.
Eating things.
What?
How long ago was that?
That was, what, May? June?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming up on a year.
Because it was when this...
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
18 hamburger share a meal, $9.99.
That's not bad.
He has it bookmarked.
How about an entire gallon of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that one.
Italian?
Yeah?
Entire gallon of ice cream.
What kind
of
ice cream?
How about I'll do it an hour before the show?
You pick whatever one you want.
Oh, my God. Full Bowl Publishing.
It's on the way.
It's been on the way.
Ice cream I don't think wouldn't be that bad.
Mm. I could do a gallon probably.
But it would be like, would it be like milk though when you're chugging milk for an hour?
Probably similar.
Similar. Not as obviously.
But it would really like hurt you later on like the next day.
Oh yeah.
You'd probably be pretty bind it up.
Yeah, you probably have to make sure you're off the next day. Because you're going to be on the boat.
Shitting in tubs.
Life on the boat.
Pretty much. I don't know. I don't even want to think about that right now.
Yeah. Are we done?
Are we?
I think that's
it.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, it's
end it.
10 after 12.
Some odd reason, after like once we hit like 5 minutes or like 5 minutes before the show ends or when we go over, we just like
I don't know. It depends. If we're really going,
last week's
show we don't even think about it.
Yeah.
We'll be like, oh, we've been going 50 minutes over.
Last week's show, though, the end of last week's show, we're just fucking all over the place.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
It was fun, though. All right. Let's end it.
All right, well, we're playing some Beatles before, and
whoops,
we were,
fired.
All right, we're not.
Oh, that whole thing starts now.
What? No, well, I don't know when that starts, but be sure to listen to us Tuesday nights as well as Thursdays. Yeah, we're gonna feel it out, see how it is.
All right,
10 p.m. to midnight Tuesday, right after the BJ Radio Show, and Thursdays after the Cousin Joe Show.
Yeah,
and we're going to leave you with some Beatles songs that Hitler would have liked.
Oh, I'm leaving. Denk ja nur an dich und du solltest zu ihm.